Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Cam Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. My name is powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. If you're looking at me and you're listening to the show, you already know the number. But anyway, 319-527-6099. That's the number that gets you in the studio. That's the number that gets your voice heard. 319-527-6099. You know, today we're going to talk about our main topic today. I am really curious about this. The murder gene. We didn't get a chance to talk to a bit about it before, but we're going to. I mean, is there a gene that can determine if you're going to be a murderer? You hear about gangs, mafia, so on and so forth, and rappers have a label called Murder Row. Them bad dudes, man. I mean, you're an innocent kid. You get involved, something twitches, some light goes out, and you become a murderer. But are you destined to become a murderer? We're going to talk about that. Another thing that we're going to talk about, are you afraid of ghosts? I mean, I listened to a UFO show yesterday, and they had a compelling argument, but if you believe in God, you have to believe in the devil. You cannot have one without the other. You cannot. So if the devil exists, can you be possessed? Can an evil take you over? Or can God prevent that? Because I know God says, hey, you got free will. Believe in me, but you have options, you have choices. What happens if you make the wrong choice? And what is the devil's agenda? Is it to take your soul? And why? Is it to undermine God? Is it to destroy what God put forth for the humans? What is the devil's agenda? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to listen to some real-life ghost stories. Real life. And we're going to listen to a paranormal investigator. He's going to tell you something, if there's really our ghost. That's our show for today. Again, if you'd like to come in the studio, 319-527-6099. 602, I hope, is this my brother? Is this my brother? Is this the King of Kings?
Hey, good morning, Brian. How are you doing this morning, man?
Good morning, King. How are you? How are you, my brother? Good to hear your voice.
I'm doing real good, man. I'm finishing up the song, you know. Finishing up the new song, and it's sounding good, man. It's sounding real good. So.
Oh, yeah?
Sounding real
I know that
good.
You gave me a little tease, and I love it. I mean, you know, you got I didn't know you can harmonize, man.
That was just a sample, you know. Like
right.
I'm gonna give you a little right now. Here you go.
Y'all always talking trash about my dad. Y'all always talking trash about my dad. What's wrong with you?
Oh no, he didn't. Nothing
that's yeah, man. Oh, yeah. I was working on it last night.
Yeah.
King Webb coming with some new music for y'all. You know what I mean? It's the music that we can all relate to. You know what I mean? Like this is some music that I kind of been holding on to, and I didn't want to release it yet because people go to realize when you have a hot record, you got to market it. You know what I mean? You got to put money behind it, you know?
Right.
And I wanted to wait until I got done with school, got my new job so I can have money and be able to financially support this record, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
a lot of people was like, man, what do you mean when you say talking smack, you know? And I said, well, you know, back in the day, you know, that's what the older folks would say, the elderly, you know what I mean? And then, of course... Then of course, as we've gone on and throughout the years, we just come clean with it and be like talking shit, you know. And so,
right.
And then too, you know, you got people such as family, wannabe friends, even where you go to church at, you know what I mean. Just no matter who it is, they're gonna talk shit, or in this case, they talking smack, you know. And so. You know, it's just something that I want something everybody can relate to at the end of the day, you know?
Right.
And so this song here, it's a hot record. I'm touching bases on a few things that have happened in my life. And then, you know, I'm just ready to put it out there, you know what I mean? I'm ready to let people know how I feel, and I want people to enjoy this record, you know what I mean? So also... I got some other things lined up, and I probably said it before, but I'm hoping this time that now that I got everything getting going good, I'm hoping that Stony Orchard likes this song, and hopefully we can do some future business, you know. So, but yeah, I already sent it to my publicist, and he was like, "Oh shit, man!" He was like, "Wow!" I said, "Yeah, man," you know. So. But yeah, that's just wanted to give y'all a little taste of it, you know what I mean? And so right now I'm just kind of wrapping it up, you know what I mean? And trying to get it done, you know. I'm just finishing up the second verse, you know. And so hopefully I'll be done with it tomorrow. And then after that, then I do, you know, the other little stuff, you know, as far as, you know, the business side of it, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, that's
right.
That's the song, Talking Smack.
Okay.
So, And then of course, my son, Lil David, and my daughter Julia, they're on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, kids they have feelings just as much as we do, and so you know when your kids say things that happen, you know they're gonna have their input as well, and so This was a song where I talked to them and I said, hey, do y'all want to be a part of this song? I said, mm-hmm. because I know how it feels when, you know, you see your parents or your parent working hard and you constantly see people talking about them. And I know it hurts you or whatever, you know what I mean? And, you know, so they're part of this record, you know what I mean? So I know it's going to be a good record. I know it's going to sell because hip-hop music, it's not dead. It hasn't gone away. But people don't want to be creative no more. You know what I mean? And
I know.
Nobody puts their children in their music anymore, and I understand why. But you know, I'm trying to bring hip hop back where it needs to be. So,
well, I'm telling you, I'm biased because you're my brother, but also I have an ear, and I love your new song. I've been bragging about it for a couple of my friends who are not part of this radio show, who is in the business.
Yeah.
And I've been bragging about you for a while. They've been saying, you know, give me some of this stuff. You know how it goes. You know what people say, you know.
Okay.
And I want to know, I want some serious people to say, you know, hey, Brian, I love you and everything. And I don't want you to listen to the song because you love me. I want you to listen to the song because I feel it's good. And what you got, man, I think it's real good. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait to keep playing it. I'll be playing it on a show. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, I'm going to be,
as soon as I'm
done with it, I'll be sending it over to my engineer. And so he's going to, he's going to put his touches to it, you know what I mean? And I believe this is one of the producers and engineers. I think he was nominated for a Grammy or something like that. It happened a few years ago, but this is one of the producers that I was bragging about on Facebook when I said we got connected, you know. And it was a beautiful moment. So, but this guy, he's really awesome. You know, I mean, he's definitely going to put his finishing touches on the record. And but yeah, so I'm done with it and do everything that I need to do, then I would definitely be sending it over to you, you know what I mean, and you'll definitely have it. Oh, and I'm also one of these days. I don't know if it'll be this week, but I'm gonna have to definitely get with you and talk some business off the show. And but yeah, I appreciate your support, and I just appreciate everybody that listens in. You know what I mean, like all the fans and everybody that listens to me. I appreciate them because they help me become a better me every day. You know what I mean? And it's like I'm father first, but I'm artist second. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I can't be an artist first if I'm not a father first. You know what I mean? And if that makes sense, you know. But
that makes a lot of sense.
I appreciate everybody's support. I really do. And this radio show. This is my home right here. You know, and if
it
people
is.
Know how I felt about. They'll see, you know what I mean? They'll be like, okay, you know. And so, you know, I'm like Tony Montana when it comes to this radio station. You want to fuck with me, man? You want to fuck with me? Okay.
Mm. You're going to blast them out on here? I got a weapon. You blast their asses.
But, you know, But, you know, I love everybody, you know, and I just appreciate everybody's support, you know. And, want everybody out there to know, like, man, you just got to keep your head up, you know what I mean? You got to ignore the things that people say. You just got to ignore the negativity all together, you know. Keep God first and just, you know, do you, you know?
Yeah, you do. And you know, you hit it right. You know, people don't understand.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, so me and you in the studio, we talk like brothers. But, once in a while, I have to be reminded that other people are listening to me because, you know, when we have the morning crew in, it's like I'm geared to the morning crew. We have our talk. And you said it right. You know, after the years, you build up a relationship, and it is a family, you know. It's a tight group. And all of us have been through a lot, you know. We've been through sickness.
Oh,
we've been through health. We've been through babies. We've been through anniversaries. We've been to divorces. I mean, we went through everything, you know.
Oh, yeah. What made us closer was when I was a newbie when I came onto the show. And when I met everybody, everybody seemed really cool, you know. But then I kind of had, I have my own talk with God, you know, because there were some things that I didn't understand, you know, because I could feel energy. And so God had to show me better than he could, you know, give me clues. And I have to say, there were some people, maybe, you know, there was probably about one individual. They didn't want to see me build the relationship with you on a friendship level, you know what I mean? Because that's probably what they had in mind. But I learned from my lesson, you know what I mean? And I realized that in this business, business is going to be good built on friendship and honesty. You know?
Right.
And I realized that the person that we had on the show, they didn't want to see that happen, you know? And so, you know, it was new for me. It was really new for me because I didn't see that coming, you know? So it brought us closer. Happy it happened because I realized what God was telling me, it was the truth, you know? And I'm not talking bad about this individual, you know what I mean? But sometimes we just have to not stick our nose where it don't belong, and that's all I can say.
you speak the truth, and, you know, I think as I got older, when I first started the show, I was very egotist. I was, you know, don't fuck with me kind of thing. And as I got older and different people came in, I started understanding, you know, it's who they are. I'm not going to change them. I'm not going to argue with them. I'm not going to try to change anybody's mind. I realize that they're morons, and that's who they are. And I'm not going to let them change me to be an asshole because they're assholes. You know, I'm just going to say, you know, you're a moron. And I'm smarter than arguing with a moron. You know, goodbye. Say your piece. Go. You know, don't mess with my family. Don't mess with me because you will, you know, don't dance with the hurricane because you get blown away. But, you know, King, the personalities that come through this room, and you're right, I've been on the air for a while, and they're different. And some of them will antagonize you, and they do it on purpose. They'll troll you. You know all about that shit. They become, and then, but the ones you got to watch for are your friends, and they will stab, and I hate to say it, they will stab you in the back. They will. See, the strangers can't stab you in the back because they can't get that close to you. I'm not worried about the strangers. I'm not worried about them.
Yeah.
Because they can't get close to me, stab me, you know, in the back, give me a shiv. But the ones you got to worry about, and I know who you're talking about. I, too, thought she was a good friend. I, too. I mean, I really, really liked her, you know. I really did. But she was conniving. I did not see it. She was vicious. As you know, the first clue my mother used to say is when people talk about somebody else, they will eventually get to you. And she started... you know, and when she started talking shit and all this stuff, and I had to say, whoa, no. And then she came after me. Well, you're this and this. I go, you know, I'm not gonna waste my time with you. You go ahead and say what you need to say. I'm going to blast you up. Okay, blast me all over the internet. I got a million followers. I'm going to let them know that you're an asshole and that you're gay and that you're, what? Okay, all right, let them know this. And I know who your friends are. And she went after each one, man, by one. Not just you, but everyone, King. She even went after my own family.
Yeah.
She got on my personal Facebook. She looked at my family. And one of my cousins was a big fan of hers. And my cousin made the mistake for giving her the personal information. And she went after me. Yeah. And my cousin called me. And she goes, you know, Brian, you know, this bitch is talking shit about you. And I said, what's she saying? Blah, 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 blah. And she started laughing. She goes, She don't know you, do she? I go, no, she doesn't. She goes, why is she talking? I go, there are some people who want to tear down your empire. There are some people who want to tear down your soul. And there are some people who are just angry at the world, you know? They're just not happy people. And they don't want, they want to suck that energy out of you. And that you come to them and build them up. I don't know what it is, King. And when you said, I don't know what hit me, we're worldwide. I mean, we're going to get a lot of nuts from everywhere, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
And you're a good guy. And I knew we had some things, some miscommunications with each other. I knew that. And I knew that this person helped you. I mean, I can't deny that. Right?
Sure did, and she had a problem. She had no problem with that kind of stuff. And it took me a while to really get over it because when I took up, when I was signed to this label in Phoenix, when I was going through artist development, I was told about all this kind of stuff that happens when you go off into the music industry and when you start meeting new people. And to see all that happening, I said, holy shit, this is real, you know?
Yeah.
It was hurtful, you know what I mean? But as the years have gone by, I realized that I truly love the people that I've met. Such as you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Laverne, Melissa, and Miss Pat. You all, I love you guys because you guys are not going to sugarcoat anything. You're going to be honest. You're going to tell it like it is. But out of all that, you're going to correct your mistakes and you're going to move on with life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, those you all are the only ones that I can talk with. You know, everyone else is new, so I'm you know, getting to know them. But I try to keep the circle small. Because when you keep your circle small, you can keep track of what you say, how you say it, who go back, and all this other little, you know what I mean? But I love you guys because there's times when I felt like, oh my goodness, maybe I'm not being a good dad because I don't have this, I don't have that. And Blue, Miss Ellen, you know, her sweet self, she said, David, Webb, you know, you're fine, you know, you're doing fine, you know, and you're a good dad, and, you know, just all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Then Miss Pat, she comes along, I met her, and just all that, all of those words of encouragement, it just helps me out. And I'm like, you know what, God, thank you for sending these people. And look, God has brought me so much more now, you know what I mean? So when I think about all that crazy stuff that happened today, I look past it because greater things have come. In place of that, you know what I mean? So, and that's why this show is my home, and
it'd be hard
to get rid of me.
Well, we're not trying to. It'd be hard for you to leave. We're not going to let you.
Yeah.
I keep my circle small. I trust, you know, it's you, Laverne, Ellen, and Pat's beginning to grow on us. Because she means no malice.
Oh, yeah.
She means no malice. Yeah. Pat is who she is.
Yes.
And I keep it. I make mistakes by letting other people in that I thought were friends. I'm human. But eventually, they are let go. And I say, and if somebody asks me, well, why is this person no longer here, or why is this, or why is that, I'm not saying they're bad people. They're not bad people. They're good people, but they're not for me. And that's because I'm not going to blast nobody. It's just they're just not good for me, but they're basically good people, you know? And I cannot be around that. That's all. But they're good people, you know? I just love that Laverne, man. I mean, the people.
I miss hearing her voice, you know, and, you know, I know a few years ago we had got to talk on the phone, me, her, and Melissa, I was mm-hmm. happy because there was a lot that I was praying for, you know what I mean? And along the way, you know, it was some things that I was dealing with, and so all that stuff got to bottling up
sure.
inside of me. But I'm just happy God came and, you know, we got it all taken care of. And so, you know,
sure.
that's why I can't wait to, you know, hopefully one day, you know, see everybody, you know what I mean? Because you all
yeah.
y'all my friends. You know, y'all my friends,
yeah.
and y'all like my, you know. So,
right.
I mean, without y'all, man, I probably wouldn't be on the phone right now, you know, so.
Oh, without, you know what, you're so talented. You are so grounded.
Yeah.
Even without us, you're going to do magnificent work. You would.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad there is us, but I'm saying
yes.
without us,
yes.
you're still within you. And the spiritual
yeah.
self that you are, and the loving Father that you are, and the drive that you have. I'm going to tell you something. You
yeah.
you came from a group. You came from
yeah.
a group. And
yeah.
You believed in that group. And that's how I met you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You were never a follower. I took a look. I said, this one guy. And I said, it's to Ellen. I said, this one guy. You know, out of that group. There is two.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I love, I forgot his name. Oh, damn it. Something Throne or whatever. It was another guy. I really started with a T. I really liked him. But
yeah.
you were the, you two. No, you three. And I keyed on Andrea. Is it Andrea? I keep on saying Andrea or Andrea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keyed on her. I keyed on you. And I came on the other one. I wish I knew his name. Out of all that group. And I said, you know, and I talked to Ellen. I go, this guy, and I was talking about you. I don't know his name or anything like this, but out of that group, I like this dude. And I did not want to get close to that group because I didn't know where y'all were going. I know it was just a promotion thing.
Yeah.
I know it was
yeah.
this. I said, okay, but I'm saying this guy, and we talked about you for a while. I said, I hope he comes back because this guy got something. I want to play his music. And of course, Andrea was so nice. She was so nice. We used to talk. I talked on the phone. She bought stuff out of my store. I talked to her mama. Loved her mama. She got, God bless her. She got married. God bless her. Am I saying her
oh,
name
yeah.
right, King? I always get Andrea and Andrea kind of close. I think it's Andrea.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Andrea.
I love her to death. We
yeah.
have not spoken
oh, yeah.
for a while. I love her to death. And I'm glad she came into my life, and she's still, on Facebook we touch base, and I see how beautiful she is in her family. And to watch you guys grow, man, and I knew that you were not a follower. This guy's a leader. And I had it in my head. I'm not saying anything bad about the group. I'm not saying anything bad, but there are certain people in a group that stands out. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
And you're one of them. You're one of them. And I say, I got to get this guy. And Ellen goes, well, I'll let you know when he comes in, because that's when she was doing the board. I'll let you know. I go, okay, then you will come in. You will come in. I said, when he comes in, I want you to whisper to him, meaning you. I want you to whisper to him. I want to talk to him. She goes, all right, I'll look out for him. You know, so I knew you had it then. I watch you grow as a man, and I watch you grow as an artist. And don't take offense to that. I have. It's been like 5-6 years.
Right.
We all grow. So that's a compliment.
You are very right. I did grow because, see, what people don't understand is when you've been doing music
mm-hmm.
for a long time, and then you start to say, you know what, I want to do this professionally. I want to start connecting with the right people. I want to start doing this. I want to start doing that.
Mm.
When you speak that into existence, then it starts to come into effect. And so at that time,
mm-hmm.
I was already connected with Pastor Don Jr. And so
mm-hmm.
I thought he was the greatest man I've ever met,
mm-hmm.
business-wise,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so, you know, I got to looking at how things were being done, and I said,
mm-hmm.
okay, let me get my... So everything was going fine, but I'm a firm believer, and I'm old school, that if you associate with the bad people, you'll be considered a person, or however you want to say it, you know. And he wasn't a bad person or anything like that, but the business that he was doing and the things that was being done, I couldn't associate myself with that, you know. And so, I, you know what, I'm rebranding myself. I got to take a different step. I got to do things differently. I got to change it.
Right.
And
right.
I just had to stop dealing with him because it was things that was going on, and it was sad because I had artists from off the roster that he was dealing with that was inboxing me personal things, and it just wasn't a good look. And so I said, you know what, I'm not dealing with none of that, you know. And I said, I can't do it. And things almost got real physical, you know what I mean? And I said, you know what, this ain't it over here, you know. And so I stopped. But you know, did I say I hate him? Did I say, you know, I wanted to do anything hurtful? No, I just couldn't do business with him. You know what I mean? The business that
right.
he does, it may work for other people. He may, I don't know. He may like the work he does for other people, but for me, King Webb, I can't do it. You know, I have to do things differently, and so I found love over here at the Brian Hammer Jackson Radio Show, and this is where I'm staying, you know? And that's just how I felt, you know? And the thing is that I have kids that I'm raising by myself. And so the thing is, if you're not bringing good company and I can't have my kids on the phone where they can at least hear something positive, then I can't deal with it. And the thing is, as soon as I put my kids on this show, everybody loved it. You all was very respectful. No problem at all. It was nice. And so
right.
my kids even felt the love, and they say, wow, Dad, I like that. And I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't do that over there. You know what I mean? It was, you know, there were times I didn't know if the man was drunk, high, or what, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I can't do this. You know, I just can't. And so
right.
I've lost a few important contacts, but I said, you know what? Oh, well, life goes on. And so, but yeah, I've grown a lot. And now I'm all about business,
yes, you, have.
You know, I'm about business, and I'm not trying to say anything hateful or wrong or negative about the man. But the thing is that when you do good business comes.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to read a message where someone says, well, I don't think I want to get back on that show because, you know, that one guy is on there and this and that and this
right.
and that. You know, I can't do that on me because I want everybody to feel welcome when they come to the Brian Hammer Jackson Radio Show. And
thank
when
you.
You're not feeling welcome, then I got to put my foot down and find out what the hell is going on, you know. But,
right.
But yeah, man, it was fun, though,
yeah.
while I lasted. But, you know, my prayers and blessings and everything goes to Pastor Don Jr., but I just can't rock with that, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
you have to
yeah. work where you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have vices, man.
Yeah.
I'm no saint. When I was in production,
yeah.
I mean, in the early 80s and 90s, man,
yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I smoked some weed when we're doing editing.
Yeah.
I did a little cocaine
yeah.
to keep us up at night. I mean, I'm no saint, but
yeah.
my heart was always pure. No, I mean, I did knuckleheaded things and stupid things that they do.
Yeah.
But I try
yeah.
not to hurt nobody, you know? I mean, I try not to. And I don't want anybody to build me up like I'm a great guy. I'm a normal guy, and I'm trying not to hurt anyone. And you go to life trying not to hurt anyone, but that's impossible because, you know, people are different. But just to see you grow, man. Just to see,
yeah.
see that the jobs and taking care of your kids and a single dad and going to school and you went through a lot of emotional tragedies with death in your family, and you did not fold. It hurt you. It put you back. But you know,
yeah.
you had the strength to say, "I'm gonna put that at peace. It's in God's
yeah.
hands."
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm going to do what I need to do for my family and me. I mean, you know how hard it is for people to do that, King? And you did it. You did it.
You're right.
So, you know, you got a lot to be proud of, and I'm glad that this show means something to you, and I'm glad it means something to some people. Some people will come on the show just to get away from it all. Brian will act like a clown. He's going to say something stupid. We know he is. This is what we expect. You know, we know he is. But yep. I'm glad that the people who I have left, I call friends. You're one of them. And from meeting on the show, I'm good. And I hope, and you're good, man. And you got a lot of good.
I like this song right here.
Okay. I like that, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, cut off the kid and play. I remember back in the day at a church function, I didn't get a chance to see Christopher Martin, but my sister and her cousin and some of the people at church got a chance to see him. This was back in, I think, Birmingham, Alabama back in the day. But, yeah, shout out to them guys, though, Kid Play, man. They make that good music, man. That's what it is. But, you know, with me, I'm not trying to hurt nobody. You know what I mean? I just tell it like it is, but I try to be really cordial about it, you know. And, you know, sometimes we have to quit. We have to, you know, quit being, like, childish, and we have to leave those things behind and move on, you know. And, I mean, if they hate it, they hate it, but I ain't here to hurt nobody, you know.
Right. I mean, well, you know, rap is what it is because, see, rap, when you listen to rap, you know what's going on in the neighborhood. You know what's going on. What's going on, because they'll tell you what's going on. They'll tell you about, you know, the Willie, the wino, trying to steal some baby money. And they'll put it in the rap song. They'll let people know what's up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And rap comes from a lot, from passion, and they tell a story. I know nobody wants to hurt nobody. People got beef with everybody. And sometimes the beef could be a number one song. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about Tupac and you talk about Puffy and you talk about Biggie. I mean, they're going at each other a lot, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, P. Diddy, they were going after each other. And Tupac, man, Tupac did not hold back shit. You know?
No, he still didn't. No.
And don't forget N.W.A. N.W.A. was real, man.
Oh, yeah.
N.W. If you listen to N.W.A., they were real, and you had to really listen to what they were saying because that shit was real.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. I remember when I started my first label. It was a song that I did, and I really feel like the government was threatened by it, and then they were threatened by the name of my first. And so I was living in Phoenix at the time, you know, and they sent me a letter in the mail, you know, asking me to, you know, change the name and all this other stuff, you know what I mean? And I mean, the music that I have now, it's good, but the music before, like before I revamped everything, like it was very revolutionary music, you know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. I mean, when I say it was deep. I mean, I still have some of the old stuff, and mm-hmm. I'm still debating if I want to release it or not, because, you know, I want the FBI knocking at my door, you know, coming with ATF, you know what I mean? Like, hey, get your ass out of here, man. But, yeah, man.
You were with us when we had all the artists come on. You were with us. You were with us when CBS used to send some of their artists to the show. You were with us. Because I got in a big fight with CBS, and then you got in a fight with CBS or Sony. I think it was Sony you got in a fight with.
It was,
but you had a beef with for a little bit.
Yeah. And you know?
But you know what? All that.
Yeah.
But all that, you know, we grow up and all that shit is squashed.
Yeah.
And at one time about the one thing about the entertainment industry and I say the music business, you could be the top dog for about 6 months and you're gone. You're gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So time to make new friends, you know, with the new top dog, you know? So, and you're doing that. You're doing that, man.
Yeah.
I love your attitude.
Well,
like, you know.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like with me, I've dealt with Sony, I dealt with Def Jam, I dealt with J Records, and the thing is, I like being independent because I know what I'm doing, and then I can control everything that I do, you know. And so it's like, as long as I got a guy to push my music, I'm fine,
right?
You know, and so and that's the way I want to. And so, you know, it took me a while to get over I'm going to be nice and say the misunderstanding with Sony. And so, you know, I decided to go ahead and take an opportunity that's available right now. And
mm-hmm.
I probably end up getting distribution through Sony Orchard. And if I
mm-hmm.
decide to do that, then, you know, I will say, hey, look, I got this song. I'm an artist on this song, and I'm gonna say, look, I'm gonna release the song regardless, you know, because the lead singer of the song, he's dead and gone. He already gave me permission to release it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing, this happened back in 2008, maybe 2007 or 8. But the thing is like, I'm going to be looking for me entertainment lawyer because I'm going to re-release the song. And since they still have the artist information, they can distribute the royalties and stuff, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to release the song regardless, because the thing is that these labels been getting over on artists for a long time, you know?
Right.
And so it makes me wonder if this is the reason why BMI is getting ready to be bought, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, I've been reading an article about it, and I'm a firm believer. It doesn't make sense to me how a person can get a million streams and
mm-hmm.
don't get paid a million. You know, it's ridiculous.
Right.
And the way this,
right, even
like,
a dollar, 99 cents, you still be a millionaire.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. People, I'm sorry that musicians are almost a lot, because they're trusting. You know, when you're an artist, you have a different way of thinking. You know, I'll do it. And some guy comes along and goes, I'll handle the business aspect. And a lot of artists go, okay, you handle that because I don't know anything. And next thing you know, they're getting ripped off, man. They're getting ripped off.
Yeah. And these big labels have been getting over on so many artists. And then, at first, I was like, you know what, maybe it's just me thinking, boom, here comes the actors, you know what I mean, going on strike, you know, and I said, okay, I guess I'm one then, you know. And so when I see these actors showing their paychecks for what they got paid for a show,
mm-hmm.
then I'm like, well, damn, now they see how we feel. We're in the same boat, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's why I enjoy being independent, because if you let a big label control you, you may not
mm-hmm.
get all your money. You may not get it all.
That's true. They'll give you that advance, but you got the, you know, they got your catalog, they got your soul, and all that stuff, you know. I'm glad you met Tony. He seemed like a good dude, man. Tony seemed like a real
dude. Oh, yeah. He's a real good guy, you know. He ran across my music, and he reached out to me and was like, hey, you know, I want to work with you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you know. So, like I said, I have probably everything that I need, you know what I mean? And so right now I'm just, right now I'm in the work, you know what I mean? And getting back started where I left off at, you know?
Right. Exactly, man. And you're doing it, man. You're not only getting started where you left off, you're making it. You're moving forward, man.
Oh, yeah.
And this is your PlayStation. Anytime that you want something that you want to debut, I'm going to play for a full week, get everybody's head and synchronize them in your art. And you know you have an opening here. I mean, this is, you're right. This is your home, man. This is your home.
Yes.
And that's it. And there's a lot of people who want to come into your home, you know, try to make their way in your home and try to rent your home.
Yeah.
And this ain't no Airbnb.
No. You step in,
it's a tight knit group.
Shoes off.
That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. I'm up here. I had an entertainment lawyer hit me up 2 days ago. And I'm going to be doing some things that I haven't done in a long time, because nowadays you need an, you're right, you need an entertainment lawyer, man. You need that dude that gets you into those meetings in Sony and all these other places, you know? But you're right. It's, you got the music, but you need the promotion, and that's where it is. You got to keep promoting and promoting until you can't no more.
I mean, a lot of artists that I deal with, they the first thing they say is, damn, man, Snoop Dogg or J. Cole, man, that sound good on this song. And I say, yep, I don't say anything, you know. But the only thing that I can say is that having a big artist on your record is not going to help you sell the record any quicker, you know. Because it's really not the big, the big artist that you have in that record, their job to promote, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
If you want them to promote it, you got to send them two separate payments. The first payment is for that feature of them being on your song. Then the second payment would be for them to promote the song that they're on with you, you know? And so nowadays everybody thinks that, well, maybe if I advertise this and show this, then maybe, you know, I get a lot of people to come listen to it and this and that. And I mean, yeah, in some cases it may work, but it really just doesn't. You know what I mean? You got to put your marketing dollars behind that big record, you know? I mean, you just got to, you know?
Yeah.
You really do. You know? Even all the songs that Puffy and Big are on, I mean, not one time can you go to P. Diddy's Twitter or Facebook or social, IG. You won't go there, and you won't go there every day or anything like that, you know? You just won't. So, I mean, the thing is like, you gotta invest, you know? You just got to invest. And with that being said, all I can tell these artists is, if you could spend $90 for a half a pound of weed or over $500 for a bottle of rosé or whatever y'all want to drink, then put that same money on the record. Make sure you got your T's crossed and your I's dotted, you know, because now they got this owl robot shit, you know, going on. And
if you're not careful,
they can take your shit and they'll be making money off of it, you know what I mean? And so
they will. They will.
It's a cruel world we live in. Yeah, it's a cruel world.
It always been. You're just now getting it in your face, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's always been. And it's now it's just in our face, and we're seeing it going, damn, that shit used to be hidden.
Yeah.
Now that shit's in our face, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, you live in Kansas City. How is Kansas City treating you? I mean, Kansas City was never friendly to us. But it seems like you enjoy Kansas City, you know? Are you in I knew a person who lived in it was a small town. Oh God, help me in Kansas. I think it started with an L. What part of Kansas are you in, King? Cuz you have the same area code.
I'm actually located in Wichita.
Yeah, this town was right next to Wichita. It's a smaller town. God, she was my executive producer. Let me see, 316. Damn, I can't even remember her. It was Wichita, but there's another little town there in Wichita. Because I thought it was, I forgot what it was. It's just a small town.
Yeah.
Darby.
Oh, Darby.
Derby.
Yes.
My original executive producer was from Derby.
Okay.
And so it's a small world when I saw your number and I going, damn.
Yeah.
And not many people know about Derby, Kansas.
Yeah, Derby is actually pretty nice. I mean, actually I work in Derby for the time being, you know, until next week, and then I'll be working in Wichita at my new job. But Derby is nice, though. You know, it's really nice. They have they're very serious about their football team. The high school football. They're very serious about it. And it's beautiful. It's just beautiful, though. You know, and so I'm actually working on possibly getting a house out there soon. It's beautiful there, you know. It's real nice. And, you know, a lot of people, they crack jokes and they be like, well, you know, King, since you've been back home, did you ever find Dorothy and Toto? I'd be like, well, you know what? How about you come with me? We can find them motherfuckers together.
Well, you know, King, we haven't done this in a while. I haven't done it because I've been ignoring the morons. Our audience is bigger. Facebook, I got a different crowd on Facebook. And sometimes they send me messages. These are real messages. These are real messages. And they send it to me, but I want you to answer for me. I trust you.
All right.
So you want to give it a go?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. We haven't done this in a while. Here we go. These are real messages, by the way, that people have mentioned to me on Twitter, Facebook. Here it is. Let me play. We haven't played this jingle
in a while. Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear it ring. So please leave me a message when you hear the ding.
Ding. Okay, this message is from Ken. I can say his name because he did. Dear Brian, what's up with King, Ken? And I know sometimes they listen to the show, so maybe you'll listen because they like to hear their name. You did a story on transgenders. I go, uh-oh.
Mm.
My son, who is 14, came out. Not only did he come out, but he's also transitioning. You seem a little homophobic and talking bad about transgender people, queer people, or you mock them. Are you, and here's the question, are you against trans people and are you against queer people? Ken. King will answer that question for me. King, there you go, buddy.
Well, to answer that question, you know, we love everybody, you know. All forms of life, we love everybody. We respect everybody. And at the end of the day, you know, if your son is happy with who he is and who he wants to be, then I'm happy for him, you know what I mean? or her now, you know. So they don't have no hatred towards nobody over here, you know. We're just how can I say it? We're not used to this, you know. We're not used to the new form of life that's happening right now, you know. Just as much as you may not be used to it, so you know, we don't have over here, at least, we don't have anything against anyone, you know. But just love and enjoy the moments you have with your child, you know. Life is short. One minute here, next minute they can be gone. So you know, we don't have anything against any of that, you know. It's just different for us, you know. Back in the day, we grew up with just, you know, men and women, and now they have these new things coming along, and it's just taking some time to adjust to it, you know. Just like it takes some time to adjust to new beginnings that's happening around you. So, best of wishes to you and yours.
Right, there you go. See, King can say it a lot better than I can. I am. If you want to hear my voice, it's just, I'm not against it. I don't understand it.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave it that way. And I have no hate for nobody. I mock everything, and I have mocked it. I am against parents who encourage their kids to go through this transition under 18, and are taking steroids to alter their body at 12 and 11 and in the teens. I am against that because we don't know yet. What's it going to do to your body. Hold on, King. Stay right there. 416. All right. When I see a new number, I'll put you on the air. You have your hand up, 416. Welcome to the Brian Hammer Jackson Show with King and myself. How are you, 416?
416. How did I get a 416 number?
I don't know, Pat. I have no idea. It's a witchcraft it's a voodoo that you know so well.
It should be 905.
I know, baby, but your entities are messing with you again. Let's just screw with Brian and give us a 416. What's he gonna do? King is here. King is here.
Hi.
Pat.
Hey, Miss Pat, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing. How are you?
I'm doing lovely. Doing good this morning.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear.
Yeah.
I just woke up myself.
King has helped me. We used to do this back in the day. I used to read messages, and I will only read the bad ones because if I read the good ones, you guys are thinking that somebody's just blowing smoke up my ass. Somehow you guys believe the bad ones. You don't believe the good ones, so I'll just read the bad ones. But I did get one message, Pat. This was 3 weeks, and it's regarding you. And So King is kind of my mouthpiece, and he's in my, because he says it so much better than I will. But I'm gonna let King reply, and if you have a reply, Pat, please do. Here's the message.
Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear it ring. So please leave me a message when you hear the ding.
Ding.
This is from Louisa. You're leaving their name so I can say who they are. This is from Louisa. Hello, Brian. First time listener. My name is Louisa. Okay, thank you, Louisa. I was listening to your show, and you have a medium reading tarot cards. Okay. I don't believe in black magic, and I think you're promoting black magic and evil on your show. I'm very religious. I'm a Christian, and I will never listen to your show again because I think you're promoting black magic. Sign.
Black magic.
Yes, because
magic.
She heard the tarot card reading, and we talked about devils and spirits and stuff, so she thinks we're promoting that. Now, as as I'm answering, King's going to answer for me, and Pat, you could reply later. King, what would you say to her?
Well, I first want to tell her that first you have to know the history of what it is you're speaking on, you know, before we just say anything. Once you know the history and you understand the difference between tarot card reading and black magic and all this other stuff, you know, that may come about in your brain, you gotta study it first, you know. Once you understand it, then you'll know the difference between the two. And without doing that, you know, you're just gonna continue to have that type of thought process, and you'll give out the wrong information if you don't know. And the best thing to do is to talk to somebody who has long experience in that, you know. And that's all I could tell you. But we're not doing no witchcraft or anything like that on this show, you know. It's all positive, you know what I mean? Maybe some of the comments that we reply to, depending on the topic of the show or anything else, may not be positive, but a lot of the stuff that we do is positive. We don't do no witchcraft like that, you know.
I'm fine.
And we... Hey, go ahead.
Well, thank you, King. Couldn't say anything better myself. If they wanted to hear my voice, I don't know. I think there's a gray area of black and white magic.
Okay,
magic is magic. I think black magic is for malice and hurt and spells and voodoo and, you know, evil. But no, I do not promote black magic on a show. I do not encourage anyone to practice black magic. We have had witches on this show.
Neither do I.
Adam, we have had witches on this show. And they're good people. They wrote books and everything. And if you listen to them, they sound just as normal. But saying that, King said it better than I did, but if you wanted to hear my voice, tarot card reading, being a medium... Pat is actually the good one. She's the one that will come into your house and clear out those ghosts. And I asked Pat one time, well, where did the ghost go? She goes, next door. I go, okay. I go, really, Pat? You know, if I'm a neighbor. Really?
No,
I don't want you in my neighborhood and he's coming to my house. But
they just dissipate, really.
Pat, are you practicing black magic? Would you like to reply to her?
No. No, I do not practice black magic. I'm against it. So, no, I don't.
Does black magic exist?
White magic.
Right. Does black magic exist, Pat?
Oh, yeah. But I don't do it.
Okay. And for a person to practice black magic... What's wrong with them? Do they have evil in their heart? Now there's a difference between evil, and there's a difference between anger. There's a difference between, and I take this into our story.
Negativity, honey. It's negativity.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
Yeah, the people that are into that. Yeah, it's a negativity thing. You know, intense.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a good word. Now, what's the difference between a medium and what you do?
Okay, mediums talk to the dead. I don't necessarily do that.
Okay.
Okay, that's the big difference. I don't talk to the dead. I see ghosts and everything, but I don't talk to them.
Why would they talk to the dead? They don't have anything uplifting to talk about, or current events.
No, sometimes they have messages they need to tell people. Like we did one at the bar one day where a medium was working the stage and I was just reading cards, and. She hit one that she couldn't find anybody that it belonged to in the room. And I started listening, and it was my brother.
Mm.
It was my brother t- talk, trying to talk. Yeah.
And, wow.
He said he was sorry because he died, you know, kind of, he kind of caused the worst of it himself, and he knew it.
Oh, that's sad.
So, yeah.
Well, there you go. King and Pat explained it so well. And thank you. I think it's Louisa. Thank you for your call. I know you're a Christian. And I could argue that Christians believe in magic, and they believe, they pray to God. They believe in the spiritual. They believe in the angels. I could almost argue that.
They do all those rituals in church.
Right.
They do all those rituals in church. That's
sure.
The same as doing magic.
Sure. But, and King's a very religious man. I remember he took me to church on a Sunday during a football game, and I went because he's my brother. He did. he did. He actually did. King, do you believe in evil, or you think that's a fairy tale?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely believe in evil. I mean, it's everywhere, you know. It's everywhere, you know. It's all about how you respond to it, you know. I have what I like to tell people, like, I can feel energy, you know. And if
right.
the energy is bad, I say a quick prayer for that person, and then
mm-hmm.
I get away from them because evil energy is real. I mean, it's very real, you know. It's very real.
Yeah.
How I know it's real is because there was a story that I was told one time, and I mean, I don't want to say too much, but yeah, it's real, man. It's definitely real. Very real.
Do you believe, Pat dropped. She'll probably come back. Do you believe that a
Uh-oh.
Person can be possessed, King? And that's the last question. Do you believe in possession, that an evil spirit can possess your body?
Oh, yeah. It definitely
okay.
can. You know, that's the reason why you have to be very careful of who and what you bring into your house or around in your territory. You know, you have to be very careful with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to be careful with that, you know. One thing
right.
that I've learned is that every person, if they have an evil side to them, such as, you know, scary evilness and stuff.
Right.
When they go into your place,
mm-hmm.
every person that comes into your place, they
mm-hmm.
can leave around 7 demons, you know? So
wow.
if you have about 3 to 5 people in your place and
uh-huh.
you know they're very negative and this and that, when they leave
right.
your place, they each are leaving 7 demons. You know, now, if you're really deep into the spiritual stuff, the Christian
mm-hmm.
world and all that stuff, if
mm-hmm.
you can name off the 7 different demons, then you'll know how to control them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But your normal person wouldn't know about that kind of stuff, not unless they're very, very deep into the biblical world, you know. But,
right.
yeah, it's so you have to be careful of that, you know what I mean? You know?
Yeah.
That's
interesting, King. I never know you felt that way.
Oh, yeah.
And let me ask Pat, are mediums bad people, Pat? Are they dangerous? I mean, not every medium could have good intent. If there's good and evil, couldn't these people
what?
Be read cards
mediums.
Or spiritual world? Yeah.
Mediums aren't evil.
Okay. Okay, I'm
they
just...
might contact something evil, but
yeah.
they're not evil.
Okay. Well, you're listening to... We're going to go to a story. I want to thank King, and King has a song that's dropping. I heard a little bit of sample, and you heard a little bit of sample today, and I think it's badass to tell you the truth. I think it was one of his best work, and he's working on it. It's coming soon, and you'll be hearing it on this show, and I'm honored and privileged to play it for y'all when it's complete. And, King, one more time before we move on, how did he get a hold of you? Because, you know, I found out that A&R people listen to the show. I know four or five producers listen to this show. And I know, I don't know who else listens to this show, but if somebody need to get a hold of you, King, how did they do it?
Well, you can reach me at webmusicentertainment@gmail.com. And that is W, E as in egg, B as in boy, music, M-U-S-I-C, entertainment@gmail.com. Or you can just call into the show when the show is on and boom. There you go.
Damn right. Damn right. I live through King. I'll get make sure he gets that message. I will. He's family. And you know, Pat, King said something very nice. King said something very nice about you when you were not here. So I thought that maybe if you go away, he'll say more nice things. I'm only kidding, Pat. But
I'll be going away in a week.
You know where you're going, and we're going to be praying for you. You know, King Laverne and Ellen, of course, and I can't, Rudy. But anyway, it's a tight, Laverne, of course. I think I mentioned Laverne. It's a tight-knit group, Pat. I mean, we have our show, and we'll welcome anybody in King's Right. We'll welcome anybody to the show. We have fun in the show. It's supposed to be the show. But it's hard to get into that circle because we're very prudish. We'll kick your ass out, you know. But he said something that he considers you almost family, Pat. How you feel about that?
Good.
I got a show. He said they're good people and they feel like they're family and everything, and he included you in that exclusive group. How do you feel about that?
Good.
Yeah. You should.
Good,
we don't let any A cups in our group. You have to be double D's or more. I'm only kidding. But I like your letters. People out there who are writing them, please write me. Even if it's bad, if it's really bad, I'm going to read them. And King did a marvelous job being my voice today. And Pat, thank you for replying. All in all, the transgender thing, I have a couple of friends. I have one friend who's a transgender, and she listens to the show. And I know that some things I say that could be offensive, but she also understands that I don't understand in my ignorance. And she's so good that she understands the ignorance of people. And I'm glad that she accepts my ignorance because I don't know enough. And I'm not in your head. And I don't live your life. And I could never understand.
Yep.
It's like asking a white person to feel black when the cop stops you at nighttime at 11 p.m. and nobody's around. King, that heart goes like crazy. You know, you could not feel that experience. You know, so I could not feel what a person is going through. And I am not against transgenders. I don't understand it, but it doesn't mean that I'm against you. That's as honest as I could say. You know, but again, I have to say, I am against some of the people who are trying to give steroids and changing a person's sex if they're under 12 years old. I don't think there's enough study. Yeah, I don't know if there's enough study yet.
I'm against that as well because I don't think any child that is 12 or 13 or whatever, they don't deserve to be taking any drugs at all, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I look at that as child neglect, you know. I mean, like I said, back in the day, you know, when kids changed and they felt like they needed medicine, the only medicine they got was a belt across their ass, you know? I just don't agree with the whole giving the children medicine type of thing just so they could transition. I mean, I honestly think the child needs to I can't think of it, but some type of review or whatever it's called. You know, go see a psychiatrist or whatever it is. You know, get them help first. You know what I mean? Because you know, sometimes as parents, we get caught up with personal life, and we don't even be knowing that our child is getting bullied at school or whatever the case may be that's going on, you know. So I'm not saying I hate it, but I would give it a thought and get the child help first, you know what I mean? And then at least wait until they're 18 so they can make their own decisions of getting whatever drug they want to take to transition. But giving a child that type of stuff at a young age, that's child neglecting. So I disagree with that, you know. Now, I am against that. You know what I mean? Just like I got on Instagram because I felt like Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union just been letting child transition so early. You know what I mean? I got scammed, but I don't give a damn. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's like if you letting that child transition at an early age like that, if something happens to that child, then all fingers are going to be pointing right at you. And it's like that child only gets one life to live. You know what I mean? So why do you want to do that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like
you brought up a good point, and you're right. Dwayne Wade, it was, oh my God. And I mean, I'm going with even, I would go far as, what's his name? Will Smith and his son, you know, acted a fool. He was such a good kid. You know who I'm talking about? Is it not Willow, but it was his son.
Jaden.
Is it Jaden? Jaden? Yes. Jaden? Where he dresses and acting a fool. Yeah. I don't know. I'm no parent, but And but Magic Johnson and his son. You should see Magic Johnson's son. Google it. Like, damn. I have to say this, and everybody's going to get mad at me, and then we'll go to our topics. The parents are hardly home. I mean, look at it. Here's a common denominator. If you want to go with Dwayne Wade, basketball player, he was never home all the time with his kids. He was always playing and traveling. Will Smith, hardly ever at home, making movies and stuff. Magic Johnson, same way. I think it's very important. If you're a girl or a boy, it's extremely important to connect to your father. It's extremely important to, you know, he may not be a good guy to his mom, but it's extremely important that the mother has to have that connection that father is involved in their life. I believe if more fathers were involved in the kid's life, it might go a different way. I don't believe, and here's where I'm going to get in trouble, King. Hang in there. You got my back. Yeah. I don't believe a single mom could raise a boy. I don't. I think that boy, back in the day, we used to have a big brother thing. Like you can get a big brother. He needs a man in their life. If the boy does not have a man in their life, he'll choose a role model. Boys will choose a. Yeah. And it's usually that. It's usually Peter the pimp, you know, in a Cadillac. He'll get into trouble because he'll choose some role model that he can relate to, that some man will take advantage of him. And he's going to get into trouble because they're going to be looking for a man role model sooner or later. And I know what women do. Back in the day, women used to put their kids in sports because it's a you got your football coach, you got your baseball coach, and single moms, you go, there you go, go into sports, let that be your role model, you know, your coach. Well, your coach is not going to raise your baby.
No.
Not going to raise your baby
at
all.
Not all of them. Not all of them, but you have some that they will take their time out to help, you know. Like, for an example, Deion Sanders, you know. If you watch the documentary or his, you know, his little show he's got on, you know, he has out. He's not there to bring somebody's father, but now, like, tell them, I am your father figure. I want everybody to be successful, you know. And before anybody, you know, write into the show and say anything about what I'm saying, first and foremost, I just want to put it out there and be known. I have nothing against gay people. I have nothing against homosexuals, all that stuff. I have nothing against you all. But the thing is that I just feel parents should really get their child help first before prescribing them drugs, you know.
Exactly.
I've seen play out. I've seen things play out where a child, and this is real life shit what I'm getting ready to say, this child was being bullied in Phoenix, and people kept calling him a girl, and he didn't know whether he wanted to transition, meaning he didn't know if he wanted to take that risk, taking the drugs and getting sick and dying, or if he wanted to kill himself. And so instead of going out there taking the pills or whatever it was, he chose to kill himself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason why I advise any parent or all parents who has a child that's wanting to transition to lifestyle to get the help first, you know? Get them help first before prescribing them any drugs, because you'd be surprised. That child just may want somebody to listen to them, you know? So,
right.
Yeah.
Well said. And on that note, we're going to get to the stories. Thank you, King, and thank you, Pat. All right, topic of today's show, the murder gene. Are you born to be a killer? No matter what they do, no matter how good you are you born to be a serial killer, a rapist, a thug, a mobster?
I think some people are.
You might be right, because I'm going to tell you what that gene is, because this is part two. And if you ever seen Goodfellas, I'm going to tell you the true story about this dude, the character that, come on, the little guy in Goodfellas. God, Vinny, my cousin Vinny, the actor. Shit.
Yeah, what's his name?
What's his
I
name?
Can't remember
well,
his
you
name
played his character in Goodfellas. We're going to hear about how vicious the real guy was, you know, the real guy was. Paranormal, do you guys believe in ghosts? I mean, come on. Ghosts, really? And we're going to listen to a paranormal investigator, and you're going to hear what he has to say. And we're going to talk about some real-life hauntings, ghost stories that really happen. We're going to talk about. I'm tired of talking about Trump. I'm tired of talking about this. We're going to have a couple of things in the news, and we're going to get right to our main story. The Murder Gene, Part 2. What lies beneath the paranormal investigators? We're going to talk about that, too. Psychopathic killers are the basis for some must-watch TV. But what really makes them tick? Neuroscience Jim Fallon, the serious guy, he talks about this brain scan and his genetic analyst that may uncover the rotten wiring in nature. This is what we're going to talk about. Are you a natural born killer? And then let's listen to the paranormal investigator. That's what we're having today on Brian Hammer Jackson Show, along with our celebrity guest, King Webb. That's K-I-N-G-W-E-B, number one with the bullet, Webb. I mean, we don't mean real bullet. We mean like going up the charts. Some of you gangster thugs, we got to explain that. The number to come in the studio, you know it, is 319-527-6099. I don't know if Pat feels generous enough, and I don't know if King wants to have it done before he goes. There's always something we give away. If King is open for a reading and Pat is here, I don't know, between you two, what do you think?
It's up to him, but he can call me and get a private one.
Hey, you never let me privately. What is this naughty reading? He could call me. Stop it, Pat. Stop it.
No, he's more private than you, dear.
Stop it. I know what you're trying to do, you cougar. You're listening to Brian Hammerjack, and there's nothing wrong being a cougar, babe. Get it when you can. Brian Hammerjack and Show. Again, the number is 319-527-6099. One of the best shows on, we mean one of the best shows, the best show on Blog Talk and other areas, too. We'll be right back. Gays,
yep.
I love you, gays. Hey, you're queer, and I'm here. We'll be right back.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolute. She tells me worship in the bedroom. If only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I worship like a dog at the shrine of delight. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that necessary. Good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church. I
motherfuckers trusting me or not. Okay.
King Webb in the house. King Webb.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know what they should be. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You got it, stay focused, just fans got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
Y'all fuck boys making no noise. You talk toys cause you talk talent. Sometimes I get up on my hand up. I disregard you and that's enough. And it's rough. You bluff on the cold shoulder. You really think that I care? I've been riding in dolo. Still looking for the promo. And you know that it's pyro. Technics, but technically my ethics be right aligned where it's supposed to be. Trying to get these groceries for the kids and the families and get off these. Don't use my knees. The Lord created me, and it didn't with no beast. Got a statue, so I'm at peace with my Velveeta. I don't need to roll hard, security shame in Latina. Sit with a Nina, or even a diva. I'm good in the skeezers, they're not safe. Can I keep that BS away? Y'all trying to run pockets like TSA. Then look for the world rate like I'm EA. Y'all fools ain't gonna play me like I'm EA. Like the NBA with the 2K. That's why I'm out like a suitcase. You don't want to flip a win like a toupee. And I feel that bullet that will make souffle. And I might seem strange, but I don't throw shade. And I'll get what I owe someday. Let's win another old world way. But just for today, this is what I'm gonna say.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know what they should be. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fans got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
My past back there going to kiss my ass. There's no more drama with my dad. Long time and no see. Too bad, wanna bring my family together. I'm like, fuck you, whatever now. Thanks for turning your back on me. Make me shake and thought my problems was bacon. Bunch of fucking pretty with no revelation. Haters still hating with their low education. Screw what you heard, ain't salvation. Rich motherfuckers stay fucking up the nation. You ain't gotta fuck with Red, yo. Rappin' talking shit, yeah, I know. You my feeling on me? Damn, bro, last night we was sipping that wine, though. Got a problem with me, then step up. If not, don't waste your breath, bruh. You fuck the web, not rep, mate. Doing six stuff, we doing a damn thing. Changing places, I need that space. Staying educated, hitting all bases. Took time to do what I feel for you. So fuck shit, y'all finna let you sleep. If I get stacks, don't stack. Don't feed me with your 360 contract stack. One this, two this, or excuse me, miss. Rappers nowadays are diss and snitch. Keep my name out your mouth. Less you rich, or just be hella fake. Tasting like a snake, greeting with a smile and a handshake. That shit bitch made.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know what they should be. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fans got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
All you motherfuckers claiming to fuck with me, like me, but you don't like me, if y'all don't kill yourself.
King Webb, everybody. King Webb. There you go. He has some new stuff coming down the line. Make sure you support him, as we do. This will be a portal for everybody to listen worldwide coming on this show. We're waiting for that new release. King Webb, everybody. I don't give a damn. And that's what I say. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. Hey, Brian, we love you. I don't give a damn. Trick or treat, get out of here, kids. I don't give a damn. That's what I do. I don't give a damn. King Webb, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Pat, do you want to read King or you want me to? King, I like to read you. Pat won't let you, read you out loud. I got my card.
Do you want a private reading or do you want to do it on here?
I could give him a public reading. Go ahead.
The last one we did public. I'll probably go ahead and do a private one this time.
Okay.
Hey, I
you
got
go
liquor.
Ahead, Brian. You go ahead
okay.
and read them with your stuff.
All right. I will read them publicly, but the professional, Pat is the professional, and she gives him a private reading. I wonder how naughty that's going to be. And the show is sponsored by Pat's Bakery. Her famous food, pancakes.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Comes in.
You're going to have people believe in this.
There's carrot cake, cheesecake, hash brown cake, or just hash cake, purple haze cake, gummy cake. Pat Bakery.
Yeah.
Home of the patty cakes. Yeah, baby. All right, King. I pulled up your cards. I am summoning my spirit, good spirits above. I'm horning in. Oh, I'm sorry, Pat. I didn't mean to say horning in. It's horning in, not horny in. You know what I'm saying, Pat. That's a clear for Pat going, uh-huh, Brian. I can feel your energy. And here we go. After we came, we're going to write your story. King, the first card I pulled up, and this is about how you feel about yourself. Pat, it's the Hangman. Tell me about the Hangman, Pat.
That's self-sacrifice. That's when you're doing things to benefit yourself, but you have to go without to get them.
It's hard to pull up the Hangman card when you're a black man. It's like, Okay.
If you notice, right. He's hanging by his foot.
He is hanging by his footsies. He is.
A little different.
Okay, and King, here's your reading. Purely entertainment purposes only. Pat is the professional. You feel a little confused, King, and perhaps fearful because you sense or you know that there is something, someone you need to give up to be able to move on. The self-sacrifice isn't always clear, King. You may not even know quite what or whom you should give up. This is the time of passage from one phase of your life to another. And the Hangman can signify a time of spiritual development, too. King, perhaps you need to try and look at things from a different perspective. King, are you being troubled right now? Is there somebody in your life that you say, you know what, I should cut them loose, but I'm not quite sure? Is that what's going on with you right now, King?
The church that I was born and raised in, I had, you know, rejoined it when I moved back home. And, you know, dealing with the woman who calls herself the pastor there, it's been kind of rough because it's like I want to quit dealing with her, but I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to let anyone run me out of the church. But I'm like, you know what, I have to let go and move on, because eventually if I stay, who knows, I can get in trouble, you know?
Right.
I mean, you know, and so it's been hard, you know. Then, too, you know, it's just better for me and my kids to just stay away, you know?
So, yeah. Yeah, that might be it. There's a conflict there, King. I pulled another card from you. It's a guy sitting on a throne, which is appropriate because you're a king. And I need Pat. Is it the Hierophant card, Pat? The Hierophant? Am I saying it right?
Yeah, the Hierophant. Well, yeah, Hierophant, it's learning from the past. It's also a very religious card.
Ah. Well, I pulled that up from King. It says, King, right now you want to have someone around you that you can trust and confide in. You just mentioned that a little while ago. Knowing that they won't let you down. The show will never let you down, King. There's a moral issue here, though. Knowing right from wrong. Well, here we go. and you may feel that you need some advice or wise counsel from a teacher, a priest, clergy, parent, or someone you have a lot of respect for. In order to get help, you need to make the right decisions right here. So
yeah.
This is what you most want right now, is to confide in person, feel like you can trust someone, feel like you have the confidence that you can bear your soul, and it will stay right there, and it will guide you to the right decision. It will guide you right there. And I pulled up your fears. I pulled up the Emperor card. Pat, tell us what he won. Pat, tell us the Emperor card.
Oh, that's being in control. That's a completion card. So, yes, you're in control of the situation. And it's a good card. It's a secure card.
There you go. It says, King, the Emperor. You're the Emperor, man. You are sensing that success, King. It's just around the corner, but it feels elusive sometimes. It's just out of reach. You may be concerned that the support and help you want from your father, husband, partner, or another man of significance in your life won't materialize. Trust, King. Trust and ask for help you need, and success will be yours. All you have to do is want it and ask for it, and the success will be yours. That's what you have. I pulled up, and here's what's going on for you, King. I pulled up the Magician card, and here's Pat to explain what the Magician card is. Pat!
That means that you have everything you need to go forward, that basically you have all the tools that you need to use a creative visualization, which can be prayer for somebody religious, to move forward. So you have to define in your mind what you want.
There you go. We have to take a little break for a little bit. 504, you're on live with King, the celebrity, Pat, who's her famous bakery, Patty Cakes, and Tarot Card Meetings. And me. Hello, 504. You're live on the air. And 111, you're live on the air. Is this Rudy Booty? Rudy!
Hello there.
Hello, Rudy Booty. Rudy has the best booty in Louisiana. That's what the boys say. How you doing, Rudy?
All righty.
You know, Rudy, it's been a long time, and I'm glad to hear your voice. How are you, my friend?
Good. I was going to ask you the same question. How are you? How was your first experience with a hurricane?
I was so disappointed. I didn't feel anything. We're on our way to Arizona. Had a couple of raindrops. That was it. I was out of California. It rained, but
yeah, that's the problem.
It wasn't...
If you'd have been home, you'd have felt it.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. It rained a lot, but it didn't really make up the hurricane. The wind didn't blow that hard. It fizzled out, just like me in bed sometimes. But, you know, I give a good blowjob for a woman, and then, you know, I just leave. I don't know where that came from. Help me, Pat, help me. I just have no idea. But, Rudy, listen, I think you are in need of a tarot card reading. I really believe it. I talk to you. I tell you where to go. We're not going to talk about it. But apparently there's more spiritual help than I can give you, because you know where I want you to go, and you won't listen to me, and I'm pissed off about you. So I think you need some spiritual help. Rudy, are you open for a tarot card reading?
Sure. Why not?
All right. I'm almost done with King. He's having a terrific tarot card reading by the Hammer Amazing, the Amazing Hammer and everything. Hold on one second. 111, you didn't have your hand up, so I'm not going to open up your mic. But if you put up your little finger, the middle one preferably, just hit the little one button, your little one on your dial, and we'll get to our top story. If you hit the number one, they'll tell me your hand is raised. Hello, 111. Nope, they don't want to say anything. Okay, almost done with King, and here we go really quickly because we're running out of time. King, the musician, here's what it's saying. Here's what it's saying about you. If you're considering any new enterprise or relationship, you will find the self-belief, confidence, and the ingenuity. It's a word. Some people say ingenuity. I say ingenuity, but it's ingenuity. You know, who cares? We don't need that word.
Ingenuity.
To make it a success. Yes, genuine to make it a success. Perhaps you desire a promotion or a pay increase at work. You may strongly and truly believe that if you were to choose to work for yourself, you could be prosperous. Go for it. Your ingenuity or ingenuity, whatever you decide to use the word, let's go in you. It's all about you. You'll make it work. All right, Pat, here we go. There's a woman in King's chair. She has a throne. She is called, and this is what's going against you, King. This is what's going against you. There's a woman sitting in your chair right now, my brother. She's called Justice, Lady Justice. And here is Pat to explain what Lady Justice is all about. Pat!
Justice is you get what you deserve.
Uh-oh.
It can be going to court if you are dealing with court, but,
right.
You know.
Right.
Justice, no, I think it's more of a warning that you are going to get what you deserve.
Uh-oh.
You know?
That's never good. Well, King lives a good life, so maybe his is positive. Mine, I'm condemned to hell. Well, the Justice card pulled out for you, King, and this is what's going against you. Things just aren't going your way, my friend. No, my brother, even if you are in the right or the victim of foul play, you won't win this one. Take care of whose advice you take and beware of being motivated solely by self-interest. Be aware. That's what's going against you today. Lady Justice, and she's wearing no panties. I like her. I pulled up another card. I do like her. I'll fool around with Justice. It'll be just us, baby. Card 6. Here's your likely outcome. I pulled up the Chariot card, Pat. Tell us what he was.
Oh, that's success, but usually earned success. But it's a very good card, very good.
Wow. Well, King, here's your likely outcome. Your conflicts are ending in victory.
You're not reading King. You're reading somebody else.
No, I'm reading King. These are the cards I pulled up for him.
Oh, I thought you were reading the...
No, Rudy's going to be next. You're going to read him. I'm still finishing up with King. This is his last card.
Oh, okay.
Conflicts is ending in victory, meaning that those women out there, King, who says that you are the father of their baby, it's not going to happen. You denied it, and they say, damn, you're right. There you go, King. Having your penis out there just running wild and everything with no control and no accountability. But you're going to win, King. The baby is not yours. You're not Michael Jackson. The baby is not yours. Yeah, I know. Keep charging ahead. This is the time of change, travel, and success. If you stay committed to achieving your goal, meaning you're coming to California, my brother. A journey relating to work is imminent. I like to say intimate, but it's imminent. And you had your eyes on the new car. It will be yours soon, preferably with the key still in it and it's running. There you go. And that is the reading, my friend. You are so welcome, my brother. It's good reading. Thank you from the amazing hammer. We have a special guest here. Rudy is one of our sacrifices. Yeah. Hello, Rudy.
Hello.
I'm a what now?
We will sacrifice you because we need somebody to put in the fire. To appease the gods, my friend.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Rudy is, God, been with the show for over 10, 11 years. He's a great guy.
Can we start with my left shoulder?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I threw it out the other day, and it hurts like hell. Anyway.
Oh, your shoulder does. Oh, well, we're going to have to get a reading on that. And I was going to say, this is Ellen. Ellen and Rudy are together, and they've been together for a while. And I met Rudy at the same time I met Ellen. Ellen became an executive producer. And this is Ellen's significant other and Ellen's best friend and Rudy and Ellen. And Rudy has his own show. He has a great voice. He should be – his voice is better than mine. He's a professional in his own right. He has done radio professionally in Louisiana, and they heard him. Louis went, great show. The best show is when I was on, but Rudy admonished me and was embarrassed and left broadcast after I was a guest on his show. He is now in the Witness Protection Program. Told ya! Rudy!
Okay,
then.
I have to hear his voice to
all right,
get it.
Talk to Pat, Rudy. So Pat is a psychic. You know Pat. Pat is a psychic of all kinds. And there you go.
Yeah, just tell me stuff like the weather or whatever.
It's hot. It's extremely
hot. It's hot, eh? How
but
hot?
It's not as hot as it was last week. Because last week we were in triple digits.
Oh, my God. It's only 70 here today.
Oh, I think today is about 95. Last week we were like 115.
Oh, wow. That would kill me. I'd be living in
hot.
Their air conditioner.
Yeah, that's why people don't go out. The comment I saw on Facebook is you stay inside till November 1st.
Oh, my God. Is it worth it?
I don't know. If you stay in the house till November 1st, that's a long time.
It is, and then winter comes.
Yeah, well, it's cooler.
Yeah, what does it get to when it's winter down there?
It can get down to 40.
Really? 30. We hit 40 below.
Oh, hang on one second.
Okay.
I have returned.
Okay, you're back?
Yeah.
Okay, Rudy. It starts out with happiness, but there has been a bit of grief around you. The happiness is your partnership. It is news you're getting, but... there's someone leaving that's important to you. It's a man, but someone leaving, it might be a change of residence, going to a distance, somebody important to you. So there's success coming, but there's still that separation. You have to have patience because it will bring success. There is worries.
I'm sorry, there's what?
There's worries about a partnership and happiness, but everything's okay. Just use your subconscious and really look at what you're thinking.
Okay.
There is criticism around you, but don't let that bother you.
All right.
Okay, that's the reading.
Well.
But I think you have you been working with somebody recently that's moving away?
No, not that I know of.
Family?
No. I have a friend that's female that's moving within a year.
That might be it. I'm not getting a really solid read on you today, but it shows that you're doing well, and you know the relationship's great. So you know it's all good.
Might be a little slightly off, but close enough.
Okay.
And Rudy, you can ask her one question. What question would you like to ask her?
You know, that's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good question, which I don't know.
Okay.
Ask her any questions. She knows. She knows the future.
You know, we could leave it till he comes up with one.
Okay. We'll leave it till Rudy comes up with a question to ask for Pat. And Rudy, you can ask me a question because I also have the answer. I know all.
Thank you, Rudy. And that the reading was sponsored by Patty's Bakery, the world-famous patty cakes. You know, it's amazing with Patty's Bakery. Uh-oh. The entity came in again. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Let me see if that's Rudy, because I think he was disconnected. Hold on. Was that Rudy? Okay. He should have asked a question, and you would have got rid of that static. But, you know, one thing when you go to Patty's Bakery, no matter what you order, all the cakes, her special is Purple Haze Cake. It's a great cake. You find yourself tripping when you start to nipping. And let me tell you about patty cakes. All the cakes are $4.20. $4.20, baby. You can't beat that price. Thank you. Thank you. 111, your mic is still open if you anytime you want to talk, but let's get to, you know, the question is, do you have a murder gene?
Can you hear me?
I can hear. Hey, Mr. Solution, how you doing, my friend?
Hello.
I'm doing fantastic. Hello.
Hello.
Is this just open mic? I have a subject I would like to introduce for you guys.
Well, I do have a couple of subjects, but I'm sure it's been a long time since you've been on the show. Get it off your chest, my friend.
No, it hasn't been that long. Stop it.
It's been a long. No, you stop it. You stop it. You stop it now. I got a psychic. You'll put some bad entities in your dreams. What would you like to talk about, Mr. Solution?
Yeah, this is regarding. It kind of bothered me, Dr. Gwendolyn Riddick.
Okay. I think I've heard of her. I think I've heard of her. I'm not quite sure, but go on.
Yeah, this occurred roughly, and I watched several shows to try to get the gist of what happened. She was an OBGYN, and she lost her life. It was in July. I think it was July 30th of this year.
Okay.
And did I say North Carolina? She had just started working for. She had been working for about 3 years. Let me put it that way, because you know, being a specialist like that, you got to go through residency and all of that. But at any rate, she had a daughter early, and this is why I think she deserves double credit. She had a daughter at 17. Daughter now is 21. And did I say she's 40, Dr. Riddick was 40. And so she had a baby recently, about 8 months ago. I forget whether it was a girl or a boy. I don't know if they said. At any rate, she was in a custody dispute with a guy that was the baby's father. Now, he was 35. I don't know if it matters that much. Some of them do. Anyway, baby is 8 months. He's 35. She's 40. And they're in this heated battle. And realize now, she's been working for about 3 years, and that's a specialty. So I think she's earning pretty decently. I really believe that. I haven't looked up the salaries. You guys can do that. But what I want to get to is she lost her life, I believe, because the system sets women up really to try and...
Wait, you have to tell in context, she was shot. She was basically shot.
Yeah, she was, okay, you may have the story. She was shot to death. And it appears that she was shot with a heavy caliber weapon, like maybe a 40 caliber, although the report that I heard didn't say. But the reason I say that, knowing a little bit about ballistics, is because the woman that tried to provide aid to her, I recall her saying that she was trying to plug up the holes. Now, I think she was shot about three times, so evidently she was bleeding. But go ahead. You wanted to interject something?
Go ahead. You're doing it good. You're doing great. Go ahead.
Yeah, and because it disturbed me that she, and I believe this is the case, although they didn't say this, just putting the pieces together, she wouldn't back off. She was pushing it. And damn it, now the baby, all three of them, the guy, of course, he'll probably go to jail. I don't know how much time he'll get. Certainly she's dead. And I'm just saying, someone would have said to her, you know, darling, sweetheart,
probably not.
There's
corner.
No reason to push this
now,
as you are doing.
Yeah,
I mean,
so, Kojiko.
You want somewhere close by there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, I have a guy come to set up my internet. I have to go.
Okay.
All right, Pat.
All right. Have a good one. Hope it works out.
Coming on, Pat.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm just thinking, if you can get the gist of, because I'm disturbed, that's why I'm a little bit off kilter now, because I'm just thinking, what about, you know, I like doctors. My doctor, and I think you're in the same camp with me, Brian, you know, doctors do a great deal of good. I like my doctor. I actually like my doctor. Because he's pretty much, he's very responsive. He does what I ask him. He genuinely seems like he has my care and concern at the forefront.
Right.
And from the reports that I heard about Dr. Riddick, you know, she was the same way. I listened to her interview. You know, she gave her own bio as to how she came up and everything. But I'm just saying, man, I wish that could have been prevented. Because if someone, if I had been in her company, I would have said to her, look, doctor, just back off. Because some men won't do that. But it appears, especially men, I'm going to say men under 40, usually raised in single parent homes.
Right.
They can be, and it doesn't matter the ethnicity, but they can be really violent because they are a different breed. That's like Gen Y or Z? Some people say they're Gen Debt because they're so in debt. But she was taking this man to court, and taking a guy to court, some guys see that as tantamount to slavery. And I'm just saying that there was no reason for her. Are you still there? You're so quiet, which is unusual.
I'm listening.
But,
I'm listening.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just saying there was no reason. If you just back off and look at this and you say, okay, now I don't know the situation, why they got together. Apparently, you know, they were having sexual relations, obviously. But it went south to where she felt that she had to go to court. Like I say, they had an upcoming custody battle, i.e. child support. I don't believe they were married, at least I don't think it said. But my point is this, is that if the doctor had just backed the F off, what was she really expecting to gain? I also hypothesize that this guy probably made anywhere from half to a third of what she earns. Because an OBGYN, like I say, that's a specialty. So she earned decent money. She earned enough to take care of the baby. So she didn't have to push this. And I would gather to say no one can say exactly that this will happen. But there are some indices, or there are some indicators, because this guy was angry. He was very resistant to what she was doing. But see, she, I think, was under the false umbrella of delusion that the law would protect her. But a lot of these guys, if you push them too far, they snap. And I think that's what happened here. So my concern is, I was just so sorry to hear. And in fact, I'm sorry that anyone gets their life taken. Okay, just understand that. But I'm just saying, with her, it's kind of a little bit of a special situation, because it was so unnecessary. And I don't know if you follow what I'm saying, but, you know, that's the way I feel about it.
Well, you know.
But let me say this. Just backing up a minute.
You hear me talk about DeLorean.
Hold on one second. Just backing up a minute.
Okay.
If we could present this picture to her and everything she was doing, the question is, would she still do this? Because she lost. Everybody lost. The baby lost. Think of that 8-month-old baby, which I'm sure she loved.
Yeah.
Now, the baby is without her. The baby is without his father.
Right.
And she could have stopped it all. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know,
a little bit emotional here, but
no, I understand what you're saying. And at times like this, in the story you told, and the person who tried to help her, her name was Emma at the park, tried to help her. And when you don't understand something, you have to go back to God. It's God's will. We don't decide how we go, when we go. And we hear it as humans as a tragedy. Yes, it is. And when it makes no sense, we don't understand, and it does confuse us. And it does hurt us, because we want answers, and we want it resolved. But when, you know, I always used to make a joke. I go, I know, God, you're going to take me one day, but please don't make me die in a lightning storm or in a brutal accident. But when you're called up into the big house, into heaven, you have to be taken from this earth one way or another. I mean, that's just how I feel.
Let me say this. Look, I hate to step in my military mode on you, but
right.
That's nonsense what you just said.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's poppycock.
That's how I feel. But okay.
Well, yeah, but I think you need to tweak that. And the reason you need to tweak.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What?
Go ahead.
Yeah, because that is so easily refuted, what you just said. Yeah, God ultimately is in control of everything, but there's what's called, i.e., free will, volition, that sort of thing. Given the scenario, just forget about what you just said, if you can, for a moment. Forget that. Erase that from the chalkboard. And let's just go back. Now, they're fighting. And they had been fighting for a while, and there was an upcoming custody battle.
Say, okay. The
doctor would have thought, Dr. Riddick, just call her by name.
Right.
Say Dr. Riddick would have thought, just like I'm thinking, she sees that this guy is very resistant,
mm-hmm.
and she knew him better than any of us know him. But
okay. Just
from what was happening, the contention, and she was pushing him, I think this was about her trying to win. I really do, trying to, you know, say, I got you. Because if you really unpack this, there was no reason for her to push this issue, especially to the court. I mean, because it was his child, I'm presuming it was his child, I don't think she was a slut. It was his child, so she could have just backed off. If he didn't want to, and I would have still allowed him to see the child, because it shouldn't have been about money as to whether he could have interacted with her child, with their child. But if he had just backed off, I mean, if she had just backed off, I think she would be alive today. I think
again.
If she would have, just think about this for a minute, because see, what you did say one thing that I believe is absolutely correct about God. God is in the picture, but God gives us sanity. God gives us volition. We are considered from a neuroevolutionary standpoint. They
but
talk
I believe
about human,
God can give us conflict too, for free will to choose. I also believe that God gives us conflict in our life for growth and options to choose which direction you want to go to. He tests us. That we are
on
earth and humans are tested. And I believe
now
that
is
that.
True, but there's one thing about God's test. It doesn't lead to death. One can tell if God is testing one or not, because the test is survivable, okay? This was not a test.
Always.
Hold on.
Not
yes,
always.
Yes. God talks about, let me quote you the passage. There's
but
no
I gotta
temptation.
Move up. Go ahead. You gotta wind it up in 30 seconds because I think there's more that you want to hear because I need your input because I already got 40 minutes left.
There's no temptation that has come up on you except that which is common to man, that God will give you the means of escape to bear it, and that's somewhat loosely translated. But when God tests us, it's to improve us, not to kill us.
Yeah. I agree.
That was her test that she was imposing. And all I'm saying, if you look at it, if she had backed off, I believe absolutely, unequivocally, that she would have been alive today. She would have still been here with us.
But that
be
was
a mother.
Not her. That was
I
not
know,
how
but
she
listen
is.
To what
she
I'm
chose.
Saying. It could have been
but you're,
her.
You're asking. To be, you're asking
could,
her to
listen
be somebody
a minute, listen.
Else.
I'm not fighting.
I already gotta,
I'm not fighting to win with you. I'm saying if she had just, it could have been her. She could have changed her mind.
Apparently, it wasn't
direction.
Her. She did.
I
what
know
she
it
did.
Wasn't her, but it could have become her.
No,
you're right.
It could not have. I could not
okay.
ask you to
All
become
right,
a
go
civilized
ahead.
Human being.
I'm sorry, say again?
Nothing. I cannot ask you to become somebody other than who you are and who we are. This
we
is
do
our
it.
Free
we
will.
Do it. Listen,
to be,
that's because you have no discipline. We do it all the time.
No.
I didn't mean
it has
that
nothing to do
totally,
with discipline.
But
it's who
no,
we are.
No, we do it all the time. It's called improvement, making improved
well,
decisions.
Well, you know, some
go,
people,
go ahead with whatever.
Some people, I understand what you're saying, Mr. Solution, and you're right. I'm not arguing about that. But sometimes you have to accept a person for who they are. This particular
no,
situation.
I do. But listen to this.
Okay,
listen
then
to
she
this,
was
Brian.
Taken away.
Listen
I'm trying
to this
give you solace.
Because I've challenged you before and always won.
Oh,
but what I'm saying is sometimes if we go against what we want to do, a lot of times, that's the answer. It's just like a coach. A coach who pushes you beyond what you would normally do, but it's to make you better. So if she had just stopped all proceedings, I've given you the antecedent. I've given you the background.
You're talking
she didn't need the money. She did not need the money.
You
whatever money she was
fully
going to
know
get.
The story for what she stood
okay,
up
Okay, but
for.
You're talking over me. Let me just finish
life.
The point.
Okay,
whatever
you
money
have to because
she was
we
going to get.
The rest of this, I'm already going to lose one story, and I don't want to lose the paranormal story, but go ahead.
Thank you. Damn.
Okay.
Whatever money she was going to get from the court,
yes.
It was not that important.
To
I
her,
just
maybe.
Stated probably what that guy's salary was from a half to a third of what she made. This was about her trying to be an enforcer more so than anything
know.
Else.
You
just think about
come
it
to
for
that
a
conclusion.
Minute. Don't go ahead.
You're coming to a conclusion that may not be there, that may not be the answer. You were not there or in that relationship.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Had...
Okay, allow me to ask you this. Her being an OBGYN, right?
Yes.
Obstetrician gynecologist.
Yes.
Don't
yes.
you think she made enough money to take care of an 8-month
no.
old?
I don't think this is
Explain,
about money.
Please.
How did she get the money? Because I'm reading a story that has nothing to do with money.
What does it have to do with, Brian?
The story is very vague that I have here.
Okay, but I read multiple stories,
here it is right
so
here.
I'm a little
this
bit superior to you in parsing the case. I read multiple stories. I did some research on it.
Okay.
I looked
well,
at at least at at least five different stories.
All right. Well, here's the story that everybody has to hear. Listen very carefully. Here's
okay.
the story. I think this is the story.
Yesterday, Eden police say But first at 6, we are learning more about an Eden doctor killed at a public park yesterday. Eden police say John Powell shot and killed Dr. Gwendolyn Riddick, the mother of his child, at a park. We have team coverage tonight as we dive into who the doctor was and the tragic event.
WFMY News 2's Hannah Jeffries talked to people who knew her well, including patients. But we start with Amber Lake, who joins us live now at Freedom Park, where the doctor was shot several times. Amber, you met somebody who came to the rescue.
Julie Sidney, I actually talked to a witness who says she ran over and tried to save the doctor's life after police say that she was shot multiple times. The witness tells me she has never experienced anything like this before.
Aid rendered to a woman.
There was nothing she could do for herself.
After police say she was shot in the middle of the day at a park.
It makes me nervous and eerie to be here.
Eden police say 40-year-old Gwendolyn Riddick was shot multiple times near her car Sunday. Emma Gaines was at the park with her boyfriend and child when she heard the shot.
Then I jumped up in the middle console and was kind of like blocking my son so that, you know, wherever it was coming from, because I didn't know, I wanted to protect him.
Gaines says her and a few others quickly ran over to help.
And as I saw gunshot wounds, I was just holding them with their clothes.
Officers arrested 35-year-old John Powell when he was driving away from the scene. Investigators say the two had a child together and the shooting was a result of a domestic incident. Gaines says she saw the car seat in the back of Riddick's car. Gaines was just one of dozens who were at the park when this happened. Another man I talked to had just left when the shooting happened, seeing it later on the news.
Then I was running scenarios through my head. Oh, my God, what if I was there? And you hear or you see something like that.
It could have been anybody. It could be anybody. You never know. So just hold your loved ones and protect yourself. That's all you can do.
Now Powell is being charged with first-degree murder and discharging a weapon into occupied property. He's being held without bond, and his next court date isn't until a few days from now. Live in Eden, Amber Lake, WFMY News 2.
I'm thinking it's not about money. It's more about custody. But, again, we don't know enough of the story, but I understand, and thank you for bringing it to our attention, Mr. Solution. We just don't know. There's not enough detail to know what caused it, how many times that she's backed down and she tried the other way. We don't know if she drew a limit, he threatened her to a point where she had to stand up to him. There's a lot of things and variables we do not know. But we do know this. She died for who she was and what she believed in. She's in God's hands now, and that's the end result. And when you say that maybe she could have went another way or bowed down to this guy or gave him what he wanted, you don't know what he wanted. It sounds like it was
a
custody battle to me.
You tend to be very nonchalant, and I say, yeah, but what I'm saying is simply this, is that, yeah, there was a custody there was an upcoming custody battle. And as I
right.
said to you before, I read that story, listened to it,
right.
In addition
right.
to about four more, because there were other people who
right.
added a little bit more information. Like, for example,
sure.
she had a 21-year-old daughter that
okay.
she had at 17, right? But
okay.
still, she overcame that. She persevered.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously she
right.
was brilliant to go through medical school and pass it and everything.
You don't have to be brilliant to go to medical school, but go. See, you're putting your adding
well,
your story.
Well, Brian,
to
I don't think you could make it. Let's put it that way.
But you're adding your
story. You know,
own
that's no put down to you. That's just putting you in your effing place. But the point is that I think
you know what? I'm going to have you run the show. You come in tomorrow. And I want you to run the
Hold
show.
Hold on. I run the effing show anyway. Aren't you glad I'm here? And Brian, I'm just saying, see, you are sort of a fatalist, and you talk a lot of bullshit. And what I'm saying is that the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so, you know, I could have saved this woman's life. A lot of people could have saved her life if she would have listened. Now, I don't know if she would have listened, because it's the kind of cheerleaders oftentimes that a person has around them. Some men will be pushed. They'll go ahead and submit to the system. Some men, i.e. Mr. What was his name? Was it Jones? I forget his name. I heard the lady, the announcer, say it. But he wasn't willing to take that. And if she had backed off, I don't think he was a danger to the child at all.
But don't
It was
know.
The system that he did not want
you,
to endure.
You're adding your
but
own story to make You're adding your own story to make it make sense for you.
You have to fill in because we don't get the full story, just like
it's dangerous for your interpretation of this person and how you feel connected to this person, because the truth of the matter is...
It's not dangerous because I'm not a fatalist like you. I would like to have seen her life spared, and I think there are things that she could have done to have effected that.
I don't think so. You get what
okay,
you get.
Okay, that's because you are a fatalist.
I'm not a fatalist. I'm saying...
You're a fatalist toward other people.
Decisions for her to
I don't think you're a fatalist toward yourself at a certain
her,
juncture.
We're going to lose
I
one
think
of
you
stories.
Will... Hold on a minute.
We're
going
to lose
you
one of the stories. But I'm
required
trying to tell
save
you...
your sorry carcass.
I'm
but
trying
I think
to tell you that decisions
When you're talking about other people, you're very loose, fast, and loose.
No, listen to me. Decisions have consequences. And if she couldn't have been that smart to have this guy in her life, to even have a child by him. you know, when you have a relationship, you could see certain cracks before you get married to even have a child by this person.
But wait a minute. I concur with you there. I don't disagree. But are most women that enlightened when it comes to dealing with guys? Women are animals. They're human animals. And they have human urges, and they act on those urges. Most women like bad guys. It's been scientifically confirmed.
Okay. But
well,
again,
look, I'm not disagreeing with you there. That's probably the most salient and enlightened point that you made. I definitely considered that she could have done better in her selection. But she also could have done differently in...
No, that's who she...
Hold on a minute. Hold on before you say no.
You have to accept...
Hold on a minute. Just hold on. She
just
could have also
women.
Restrained herself.
I only got a couple
and I'm sure she
just
thought that way, too. You know, here this so-and-so is, I'm going to show him. And I think if she had backed off and said, yeah, he's this guy has an edge to him, and maybe
right.
I shouldn't push him beyond the limit. Go ahead.
Right. Well, okay, decisions have consequences, and she met it with the consequences.
I agree with that fully. You don't even have
our
to
doctors,
say that. That's
what
we are
doctors and
arguing.
Psychiatrists
what
and
kind
judges
of consequences?
Kill their significant other. Case in point, we're talking about the murder gene. You brought up a murder. I'm going to bring up a couple more things. There's a lot of things I want to get to, but I won't be able to.
I think
I
this
said,
is the most important, but go ahead with your foolishness.
You know, people are murdering people left and right. They are. You brought up one. There was a judge in California not too long ago, 2 weeks ago. He was a judge. He was a sitting judge. He shot his wife 16 times. He killed her.
No, he didn't shoot her 16 times. Get the hell out of here.
That's what I read. That's what
I
read.
He didn't shoot her 16 times.
He shot
the living
hell out of
her. You read that in between blunts.
Full of holes. see what happens when you interpret this story? He, bottom line, the judge just shot his wife. And
I know he did shoot her, and that happens sometimes, but...
That happens.
Okay, yeah.
Just saying, it doesn't matter the education what you have. It matters about who you are and what kind of character you are. Women should...
No. You've run afoul again, okay?
I did not run afoul.
The education and position one has achieved in life does matter, and that does check them oftentimes. Not totally. That is the reason this is rare. This is
I'm going to read some headlines. It's not really rare, but I'm going to read some headlines. You know, there's an argument the more educated you are.
I'm going to have to call you, sir, a liar. This is rare. This doesn't happen often.
Okay.
It happens, but not often, i.e., it's rare.
I'm reading some headlines here. Woman connected to LaCrea Moore murder investigation, she's been indicted. Here's another one. Pastor indicted alongside Trump returns to the pulpit. Here's another one. There's so many stories here about people being murdered. Florida boy, 14, accused of murdering a sixth grader girl. A Florida boy, 14, accused of murdering a sixth grader. Stranger saves girl 11 from abduction. I mean, transgender athlete takes gold in swimming. We go on and on and on about the...
Wait a minute. Here. I think where you are getting your wires crossed, as you often do, is I'm not saying that murder is in and of itself rare. I'm talking about the type of killings.
Okay.
So
I understand,
and it's tragic whenever someone is killed or murdered. I understand that. So I'm not saying what you are saying that I'm saying. I'm saying something that...
We're saying that people have a murder gene. Here's another one. Oprah spiritual leader, John of God.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What did you say? A murder gene?
Yes. That's the show.
Where the hell did you get that from?
I am trying. Lord help me, Jesus. Lord Jesus. Oh, King, pray for me, buddy. Pray for me.
What you just said is utterly stupid. I just called...
No, it's not. It's real. If you let me go on with the show, I would tell you what the murder gene is. Oprah, spiritual leader, John of God, he was sentenced to 99 years in prison. This is Oprah's spiritual leader. And we can go on and on. And let's talk about the murder gene. Is there a real gene? Is a murder gene? Yes, there is. There is a murder gene. And here it is. Oh, that's the ghost stories that we're not going to be able to get to. The ghost, it's called, and I'm going to spell it for you. I'm going to go slow, but I'm going to butcher the name. It's called monoamine. That's monoamine. Oxidase, oxidase. It's called an A gene. A is an apple. Serial killers, the scientists and other psychologists has come to this gene. It's called the serial killer gene. It's also known as MAO. It's a gene or the warrior gene. It codes for an enzyme that metabolizes in your neurotransmitters, such as a dopamine and your serotonin. It's a certain mutation of this gene is present in many serial killers. The MAOA gene produces an enzyme called MAOA. What it does, it regulates the levels of your neurotransmitters involved in your impulse control. This gene is located on the X chromosome, which explains why typically men are serial killers and aggressive since they only have one X chromosome. It's a generic thing that men have in their body and who they are that will make them a killer. Not all men have...
All right, may I respond?
Wait a minute. I just got to go through and I'll let you respond.
All right, go ahead.
Respond. It's born to kill. It is a story of a serial killer gene. It's all the way back in... What the hell is that? Are you guys hearing a beeping?
Yeah, that's you. Stop that.
Me? Me? Blog Talk just doesn't like me at all. So, you know, this is, I'm going to try to talk over it. This is way back in 2010, an Italian judge made legal history by decreasing already reduced sentence of a male convict. This guy was accused of murder after the convict was found to be carrying the generic variant of that gene that was associated with predisposition for aggression, MAOA gene. So the judge knew about this, and he did not convict the man who committed murder. This is in the behavioral psychology field, has always been intrigued by this gene. And the landmark Italian sentencing came at a time when the social landscape was rife with studies linking genetics to predisposition to violence, aggression, impulsivity. And so some people...
All right, I've gotten the gist of what you're saying. May I respond now?
I know. Some people do have this gene. They're born to kill. And I don't know. I never knew about this gene. And here it is right here. And then I'll let you talk, Mr. Solution. Hold on. That's paranormal. Here we go. Listen to this. It's only 7 minutes. And then Mr. Solution, rebuttal. Here we go.
Scientist and professor in the University of California, and over the past 35 years, I study behavior, but on the basis of everything from genes through neurotransmitters, dopamine, things like that, all the way through circuit analysis. So that's what I normally do, but then for some reason, I got into something else just recently, and it all grew out of one of my colleagues asked me to analyze a bunch of brains of psychopathic killers. And so this would be the typical talk I would give. And the question is, how do you end up with a psychopathic killer? What I mean by psychopathic killer are these people, these types of people. And so some of the brains that I've studied are people you know about. When I get the brains, I don't know what I'm looking at. You know, it's a blind experiment. They give me normal people and everything. So I've looked at about 70 of these and came up and saw a number of pieces of data. So we look at these sorts of things theoretically on the basis of genetics and brain damage and the interaction with environment and exactly how that machine works. So we're interested in exactly where in the brain and what's the most important part of the brain. So we've been looking at this, the interaction of genes, what's called epigenetic effects, brain damage, and environment, and how these are timed. And how you end up with a psychopath and a killer depends on exactly when the damage occurs. It's really a very precisely timed thing. You get different kinds of psychopaths. So we're going along with this, and here's just to give you the pattern. And the pattern is that those people, every one of them I looked at who was a murderer and who was a serial killer, had damage to their orbital cortex, which is right above the eyes, the orbits, and also the anterior part of the temporal lobe. So there's this pattern that every one of them had, but they all were a little different, too. They had other sorts of brain damage. The key thing is that the major violence genes is called the MAOA gene. And there's a variant of this gene that is in the normal population. Some of you have this. And it's sex-linked. It's on the X chromosome. And so in this way, you can only get it from your mother. And in fact, this is probably why mostly men, boys, are psychopathic killers, are very aggressive. Because, you know, the daughter can get one X from the father, one X from the mother. It's kind of diluted out. But for a son, you could only get the X chromosome from his mother. So this is how it's passed from mother to son. And it has to do with too much serotonin during development. It's kind of interesting because serotonin is supposed to make you calm and relaxed. But if you have this gene in utero, your brain is bathed in this. So your whole brain becomes insensitive to serotonin. So it doesn't work, you know, later on. And I had given this one talk in Israel just this past year. And it does have some consequences. And theoretically, what this means is that in order to express this gene in a violent way, very early on, before your puberty, you have to be involved in something that's really traumatic. Not a little stress, not being spanked or something, but really seeing violence or being involved in it in 3D. Right? This is how the mirror neuron system works. And so if you have that gene and you have, you see a lot of violence in a certain situation, this is the recipe for disaster, absolute disaster. And what I think might happen in these areas of the world where we have constant violence, you end up having generations of kids that are seeing all this violence. And if I was a young girl somewhere in a violent area, you know, a 14-year-old, and I want to, you know, find a mate, I'd find some tough guy, right, to protect me. Well, what the problem is, this tends to concentrate these genes. And now the boys and the girls get them. So I think after several generations, and here's the idea, we really have a tinderbox. So that was the idea. But then my mother said to me, you know, I hear you've been going around talking about psychopathic killers. And you're talking as if you come from a normal family. I said, what the hell are you talking about? She then told me about her own family tree. Now, she blamed this on my father's side, of course. This was one of these cases, because she has no violence in her background. But my father did. Well, she said, there's good news and bad news. One of your cousins is Ezra Cornell, founded Cornell University. But the bad news is that your cousin's also Lizzie Borden. Now, I said, okay, you know, so what? You know, we have Lizzie. She goes, no, it gets worse. Read this book. And here's this Killed Strangely, and it's a historical book. And the first murder of a mother by a son was my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. Okay, so that's the first case of matricide. And the book is very interesting because it's about the, you know, witch trials and how people thought back then. But it doesn't stop there. There were seven more men on my father's side, starting then, Cornell's, that were all murderers. Okay? Now, this, you know, gives one a little pause, you know, because my father, you know, my father himself and my three uncles in World War II were all conscientious objectors. They're all pussycats. But every once in a while, Lizzie Borden, like three times a century, and we're kind of due. And so the moral of the story is, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, but more likely is this. And we had to take action. Now, our kids found out about it, and they all seem to be okay, but our grandkids are going to be kind of concerned here. So what we've done is I started to do PET scans of everybody in the family. And we started to do PET scans, EEGs, and genetic analysis to see where the bad news is. Now, the only person, it turns out, one son and one daughter, siblings, didn't get along, and their patterns are exactly the same. They have the same brain and the same EEG, and now they're as close as can be. But there's going to be bad news somewhere, and we don't know where it's going to pop up. So that's right there.
There you go. So if you're a mother, I don't know what this is about, but if you're a mother and your kid is doing something robbing, violent, domestic violence, prone to violence, you probably gave him that gene, that murdering gene. There you go. Go ahead, Mr. Solution. If you want to rebut that, that's okay, because I got some other stuff, paranormal stuff I want to talk about. But there are
nonsense. Yes. Well, Judge Tuttle.
M-A-O-A.
I'm sorry, Judge Tootaloop. The fact that you have made it this far in life.
Tootaloop. I am not Judge Tootaloop.
The fact that you have made it this far in life with your diminished analytical skills.
Judge Tootles. Not Tootaloop.
Okay,
get
Judge
it right, sir.
Tootaloop. Okay, Judge Tootaloop. Judge Titty, look here. The fact that you have made it this far in life with your piss-poor analytical skills actually gives me great hope for the human race. Look here. This has nothing, I repeat, nothing to do with that bullshit that you just displayed. We're not talking about serial killers. Let me ask you something. The judge that you said that shot his wife, is he accused of having killed, first of all, do you know what serial killer is? Just to be clear, is he accused of having killed anyone else? Okay, maybe you fell in the
Does
toilet.
Does it really matter? You know, it's funny when people say
Does
that.
Does matter? Because
I mean,
we're not talking about
have,
you told
I
me
mean,
it was my chance to respond,
to
by the way.
A murderer. Well, he only
you
killed
told
one
me
person.
That it was my chance
He's
to respond.
He's not such a bad guy. Has he
not
been accused of killing
about
anybody else? You're
talking about serial murderers, you titty, tip-top, toodaloop, flip-flop, whatever you are.
Get my
Look, Judge, you should sentence your own ass to life in prison, okay? You should give yourself life in prison. We're not talking about serial killers, for Pete's sake. The people that I'm talking about have never killed anyone besides the person that they've killed, you know, just instantly. This
so
guy
ridiculous.
Isn't accused of having
sounds
killed.
So ridiculous.
Well,
they never killed anybody.
Let me ask you this. The judge that killed his wife, I heard about that. Was he accused of having killed anyone else?
Is it one murder's not enough for you? Did we call a
just,
killer?
Wait a minute. Answer the question, please. Is this
I've
judge
been,
accused
I,
of having killed
I, you know,
anyone
that's
else?
That's a leading question because I don't know how many people that he sentenced
that's not
to jail
a leading question. Let me ask you another question that you will misinterpret as leading. What is a serial killer?
Corn person who eats cornflakes before they go out and kill somebody.
Right. That's why I call you fucking Toodaloop. And so, listen,
Judge Toodles,
look, you should sentence yourself to 10 life terms. And you can judge from yourself, by the way. But anyway, Brian, no, I'm not talking about serial murderers. I understand, that's a different category, okay? That's a category error that you have just made. I'm talking about people who kill on impulse. And I think that is the case. Hold on, let me finish. Let me get the sentence out. People who kill on impulse, sure, that's bad. That's why I call you with this. This was on my heart, on my soul, on my mind. And that's why I call you to talk about it. But this was a one-time, unique event. And then you bring up serial killers. I wish Melissa was around to at least coach you just a little bit. But go ahead.
I got to move on
now. I normally
I
got to
move on to paranormal. I got to move
let
on.
Let me just say this. Okay, the bullshit. Yeah. Look, I normally don't plead for help, but I think I'm in over my head with you.
I think
especially
you
after that serial genetic murder gene bullshit.
It's true. Scientifically true. But you know, here's
yeah,
what I'm
but
saying.
It has
all
nothing
men.
To do with the case in view.
Oh. Okay.
You know,
but I'm,
there are oceans
I'm saying, you know, you can
all
argue
over the world.
Gene all you, okay, you can argue the gene all you want to. But every
and,
human being.
And let me
being,
just say this. I hope that whenever you take a trip, a long walk on a short pier, whenever you're taking a trip, I hope you are a little bit more analytical about
gene,
which...
You have that gene. You want me to die. You may have that gene.
Hold on. Hold, no, no.
You're a killer. You're a killer.
Okay, okay. I don't hope that you die, so stop the bullshit.
I'm saying you're that lying. Every human being has the capability of murder. And you could tell by
Nobody
when the war is a
arguing
if you're
that.
A soldier.
We just don't... Okay, you're right about that. I believe that. However, that goes back to my original point. We don't want to push a person past that limit.
Well,
that's what I was saying initially. Dr. Riddick could have backed off, and I think it would have saved her life. I'm almost sure.
Could have been. No,
now, could she
we
have
were
gotten
not
hit
there,
by
but
a,
you're writing a story. You're writing a story that's probably not there. You first you thought it was money, but it sounds like it was more custody than it was money. I don't know
custody
what situation.
Custody is almost
I don't
always
add
about
a
money.
Story to the story to make it make sense
wait,
to
custody,
me.
Custody.
You could have been
listen.
A bad person for all I know. Just because
yeah,
you died,
but we don't know that.
The,
you don't know that.
That's
I don't know
my
that.
Point. We do not.
Okay,
know
but
that.
What I'm saying is, if she had backed off, she could have handled it differently. I think it was basically about money because that's what they deal with in court.
Okay.
Well, they also deal with...
But go on with your paranormal bullshit.
Thank you.
And it is bullshit.
May the devil take your soul, sir. Moving on.
And you know what? He's been to you first.
Yes. Okay. I'll see you in hell.
No, you won't. You'll see yourself when you look in the mirror. Toodaloop.
And Toodles, respected
okay,
name in my court.
Okay.
And
all
quit
right,
messing
all
with
right.
my kangaroo. You get my kangaroo back in court. We miss him. He's our pet. Okay, here we go. I can only do this. I can't do the full story about the 12 haunted real stories, but I can do this with the paranormal. This guy, his name is Jay Alani, and he's talking about, and it's only 10 minutes, what lies beneath the paranormal. This is what I got to give you guys. Here we go.
आवाज नहीं आई जोर से बोलो व्हाट आई डू आई एम अ पैरानॉर्मल इन्वेस्टिगेटर आई डील इन टू थिंग्स व्हाट यू ऑलवेज फियर फॉर एम आई अ मैजिशियन डू आई हैव अ सुपर पावर आई विश बट नो आई डोंट हैव व्हाट आई डू that I try to investigate such clips.
Why do I'm craving for a Slurpee right now? I don't know. But let's listen to this guy. I'm just craving for a Slurpee.
Activities, in any case, I mean, when you hear about, am I a magician? Do I have a superpower? I wish. But no, I don't have. What I do? That I try to investigate such claims of paranormal activities in any case. I mean, when you hear about paranormal, the only thing, the ghost comes to your mind, but paranormal has a very broader criteria. It deals into right from the aliens and, unexplained phenomena to hallucinations to parapsychology to metaphysics and a lot more. This is what a paranormal investigation is. But do I have a superpower with that? No. Who exactly I am? 5 foot 10 inch 60 किलो का काला लड़का जो चश्मा लगा के अंधेरों में टॉर्च लेके घूमता रहता है इवेंचुअली बट पैरानॉर्मल इज नॉट अबाउट एक्साइटमेंट इट्स अबाउट इट्स यस इट गिव्स यू थ्रिल्स इट गिव्स यू चिल्स आई मीन यू नो अ हॉन्टेड लोकेशन लाइक भानगढ़ रात में आप भानगढ़ में रात के 2 बजे चमगादड़ों से लड़ रहे हो खाने को खाना नहीं है पीने को पानी नहीं है पर मजा आ रहा है यार
He's talking in tongues?
With flexible royalty free plan, make the mess your own. Try free for 30 days with Adobe Stock.
$185 a month. Hold on, I can't get him.
वो फन अलग है. उसकी बात is incomparable to anything. Maybe I am myself a taboo for the society. Maybe. But look around us. It's the age of taboo. With the paranormal investigation, I would like to spread the message of paranormal awareness. Do ghosts exist? Maybe. God and ghosts, they exist or do not exist. That's the biggest mystery of this world, and it will ever remain. But what needs to be changed is the perception of their existence. There is no white lady sari on Dwarka metro station, please. Safed sari leke god mein bachcha leke gaadi ke saath nahi bhaag rahi hai, bro. Trust me. There's nothing there. I have been through all these things. Bhangad is not haunted. It's not haunted. It's an amazing piece of architecture, and it's an amazing monument. It's an amazing place to travel to. It's not haunted. And the board outside Bhangar, which says that you cannot enter post 6 p.m., that is outside on every other protected monument which comes under the Central Archaeological Survey of India, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about Bhangar. So stop misleading the information. You know what an actual haunted location is? It's Lumbee Dehar Mines in Missouri, where 20,000 laborers died in a single night. And it's deep down inside 182 feet, where you don't get oxygen. That's haunted. But not a ghost. People who claim to have seen a ghost, come show me up. Show me up. Treat me as the little rat in your laboratory of black magic, blind faith, superstitions, tantra, mantra, and all these things. Make me go through all that. And one of the major problems of paranormal is witchcraft. That is, witch hunt. I'm sure you all have known that what actually a witchcraft is. You know or not? Yes or no? Something else? No. In very easy language, very easy, एक औरत को चुड़ैल बताकर, उसके कपड़े उतारकर, उसको गांव में नंगा घुमाकर जिंदा जला देते हो, इसको बोलते हैं witchcraft. This is what literally witchcraft in India. I'm sure you all have must gone through a lot of news which says that, you know, that woman was killed in that village, that woman was killed in that village by claiming that that particular woman is a witch by a mob. Heard about it? Yeah, a lot of news things. Heard about it? I'm sure you must have. Have you ever heard one single news which says that a mob killed a man by claiming that he was a Rakshas? No? Yes. There are people who perform different set of rituals rather than the conventional gods we follow. When a man does that, we call them a Baba, Tantrik, Ogar, Ojha, Godmen. We worship them. Hum unki photo khichte hain, apne ghar ke deewaron par lagate hain, and we say that please give us your blessings. But when a woman does the same, you call her a witch, you hunt them, you brutalize her, or you manhandle her, vandalize her completely, and saying that no, she was a witch. Anyway. This is what the harsh reality about the witchcraft in India is. In last decade, we have killed around 2,100 women in the name of witchcraft. These are the reported cases where we literally killed. Iske alawa brutalization ke kitne cases hain, even I don't know.
Recording just got better. Hey, it's Dana from StreamYard. I'm so excited to announce that local...
What is actually a witchcraft? It is said to be claimed that few people, actually women, who perform different sort of rituals to give some person a huge loss. And it is intentional performing black magic. How did it start? It started in the medieval age in 1500s in Harangal village, which is right now in Latur district of Maharashtra. It started from there, went all together to a village called Mayong in Assam. It started in India from there. Though it was already there since the Ramayana and, you know, Supranakha and all that, you must have heard about that myth, those stories. It was already there. Especially when the introduction of Brahma Purana was there, since then it began. The very much witchcraft. The problem with the witchcraft is majorly that people who strongly believe in black magic, first of all, there is nothing such black magic and white magic. That's not USA and Nigeria. It's just simple magic. And when it comes to magic, in this world, nothing is magic. Everything is logic. If you look for the logic, you'll find one. And there's no magic going to happen in our lives. No one is going to be the millionaire overnight. No, I dream about a lot. I'm a huge dreamer like Kautilya.
And he goes on and on. Here we go, 12 ghost stories. I'm going to say it really fast because we only got 5 minutes. Here we go. And number 12. The kidnapping ghost has told on Monsters Among Us, and it was a ghost at an auto body shop. Another one, the Ghost of Stanley Hotel. There's the hotel opened up in 1909. It's called the Stanley Hotel. It's haunted. It has a famous room. The book was, there was a book, there was a movie on it, given a spooky history. After arriving, you had dinner, then wandered around the Stanley to take photos. Stopping at staircases, he waited for people to clear the area, then took a picture, thinking nothing of it, so the guy took a picture of the ghosts. On a trip home, y'all began swiping through the photos he'd taken when he discovered what he said was really, really strange image of someone standing on the stairs, except no one was there. The next day, he posted the photo on Instagram, half-joking that he captured a ghost, and the world took notice. Almost overnight, y'all found himself in the limelight with his ghost picture, warranting attention from global media outlets and paranormal experts who wanted to examine the photo. Some experts say that there's two ghosts, and others said that the reason I got sick is because the ghost was trying to materialize, taking energy out of me, he said. There's so many theories about this, and what do you think? The haunting at the Lizzie Borden house. But I can go on and on, but I found, you know what's more interesting? And I'm going to give the phone up to you guys. I hope I still have it. It's about good people that you think they're real good people. The haunting of the Lizzie Borden house. I'll go into that tomorrow. They're saying one of the people that you think are really nice turn out to be really bad. And I have it, but I'm trying to find it. One of the persons that you think was really nice was Mother Teresa. And she was on the list of one of the most horrible people that ever lived. I had the story. I lost the story. Thank you, Mr. Solution. Everybody thanks Mr. Solution. Thank you, Mr. Solution. Because I lost that story. Damn it. It was an interesting story that these are the people.
Hey, that's a good thing that you lost that story.
Yeah, it's these people that you thought were good people, and they turn out to be really, really bad people.
How did Mother Teresa turn out to be bad, Brian?
I wanted to read the story. I checked it out. I kind of checked out of that. Wait a minute, women accused of, see if I still have
right.
it.
She wasn't. She wasn't a bad person.
She was
a philanthropist.
Well, she was
she
a
did a lot of good for people in India, Calcutta.
Yeah, she did. But she was
okay.
Voted.
So why are you saying she was a bad person?
Because she was on the list, and I lost, and I accidentally hit the wrong link, and I can't find the story. But I'll find it probably tomorrow. But these are people who you thought were really great people, but they turn out to be really horrible people.
So what did she do that was so horrible?
Again, I lost the link. I was going to save it to read it really quickly, but I'll find it tomorrow of these people.
Okay, so you were just going by clickbait that said something sensational.
No, it wasn't clickbait. It was not. It was by a legitimate newspaper, opinion newspaper.
Okay, so what did she do that was bad?
You keep asking the same questions. I'm going to give you the same answer that I clicked out of it, and I'm looking as we're speaking to see if I could find it because it was a great story, and I wanted to get it before we go off the air.
Well, it sounds like a whole bunch of hooey.
Okay. All right. Well, it could be a bunch of hooey, depending on what you want to believe.
I think it is hooey.
Well,
Mother Teresa will probably receive sainthood. She'll probably be inducted as a saint.
I think she already did. Didn't she already receive sainthood?
No, I don't think they have yet. But I listen to Catholic radio every day. And the thing of it is, they wait a long time so all the crap comes out before they designate someone a Roman Catholic saint. All Christians are saints, by the way.
All Christians are saints?
Absolutely. As designated by God.
Do you ever believe
himself.
Your bullshit?
That's in the Bible if you would ever become literate of it. Not only are they saints, they are royal priesthood.
As you're talking, I'm trying to find it. It was really, really good article. Not all Christians are or saints. Okay.
Well, they may not act saintly. That I agree with. However, I'm saying that God has designated them saints if they have trusted Christ for salvation.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Right. That's the way one becomes a saint.
Yes. Damn, I could almost hate myself for checking out of that link. It was...
Oh, I think we dodged a bullet.
You dodged a bullet. I want to thank the saintly people in the room, excluding you. I want to thank Pat for coming into the show today. Pat had to leave early. I want to thank Pat for her participation. The Kings of Kings! You look for King's Web, new song is dropping soon. I love it. He gave us a little treat of it. I love it. And King is back in doing his music and rocking the world. King, thank you so much for coming in. Your voice was great. Thank you. King, do you have anything to say to Mr. Solution at all?
No. Just want to say hello to you, and I hope you have a day today, man.
Hey, King, how you doing? Same to you, and I'm glad. I presume you're still working at the nice job that you got?
I'll be starting there next Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck with that. You know, I had a radio show just recently where I was co-hosting with a registered insurance salesperson, but one of the things I dealt with was AI and how to become AI-proof, you know, in the 21st century, because AI is taking a lot of people's jobs. So I listed some trades jobs that are pretty much AI-proof. So, and I think you said, what was the designation of the work you did, if you don't mind saying?
I'll be doing sheet metal.
Right, sheet metal, right. And see, AI can never do that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, there you go. And that is true. And that's why we need to stay
I also went over the credit card. I used one of my recent credit card statements, and I went over it, went through all the psychology and how the credit card companies are stealing from the people and running them into bankruptcy.
Well, that's good work. That's good work, Mr. Solution. And we need more of that, too. We don't have to worry about AI.
I told the older folks I was really speaking to them, but I was speaking through them, and that they would share this with their children. Because, you know, a lot of them get out of college, and, hell, they have all that debt. And you're not guaranteed a job or, you know, a career path once you get out of college. Hence, so many of the generation, what is it, Z and Y, they're living at home in their parents' basements.
Well, it's an expensive world out there. It's not like how it used to be. It's an expensive world. Well, I want to thank King for coming on and sharing his song, and you guys will be hearing it on his charts, and I'm sure he's going to do well. I'm a big fan of King. Thank you, King, for coming in. Thank you, Rudy, and we all know Rudy with Ellen. Ellen was the executive producer of the show, and Rudy was there to support me, to support the show, support Ellen. He's been around for a while. He's an insider. I want to thank Rudy for spending his time. He works at the radio station, and then he gets in his car, he does for Uber, and then he calls in the radio station. That support is phenomenal. Rudy's a great person. He just needs to get laid more often. Thank you, Rudy.
He does work for Uber, or are you just making that up?
No, he drives for Uber.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
a
man
works
at a radio station, then he gets in and he drives for Uber. I mean, a man works
Well, you know, I know the feeling.
I've
worked three jobs. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank Rudy.
Well, maybe three and a half. Excuse me.
Oh, sure. You sound like a Jamaican. When they have three or four jobs.
Well, I was competing with them, Mon.
I know you were, Mon. And, of course, last but
My position was they're not going to outwork me. Nobody is going to outwork me.
There you go. That's a good attitude right there. And last but not least.
Damn right.
Mr. Solution, I want to thank you for coming in the studio, moving the conversation forward, and letting everybody know that you're still beneath Brian the Hammer Jackson. Thank you so much.
Well, Brian, being beneath you is not a bad thing in this world.
No, I'm only kidding. You come in with enlightenment and education. Thank you, sir. You moved the conversation forward. Thank you, Mr. Solution, for coming in. We missed you. Thank you very much.
Well, you know what? I really felt badly about Dr. Riddick, and so I'm going to speak some more about that.
Okay.
But I'm going to plan what I have to say.
Right.
But I laid out the foundation right there. I think she could have marshaled that a little bit better and still been with us. But, I will get a little bit more information on it.
Mm-hmm.
As it comes out, as it becomes available.
Okay. I'd like to hear more of it. It's just smart people making dumb decisions, and they have to endure the consequences.
Yeah, I really, that's true. Yeah, she made a series of dumb decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we pay the consequences. But I'd like to hear more of it. Do your thing, and please come on the show and let me find out tell us what you found out, Mr. Solution, as you look deeper into that story. And I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and what I'll be doing today is going to the orphanage where the kids and taking their food.
Now, are you lying,
lunchtime.
Brian? I'm just
Yes,
asking.
I am. Like a dog, I'm lying.
Lying.
I don't go to the orphanage.
You weren't going to.
I might know some of my kids there. Go ahead.
Say what?
I said some of my kids are in there, but go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Solution.
I think you live there, actually.
I probably do. I am the original Annie. I mean, I am, what do you call it? Not Annie, but what do you call the people who ran the orphanage? I'm Daddy Warbucks. I'm going to save the orphans.
Well, you know what?
You know,
I was watching, and I learned this. History was not one of my favorite subjects in school, but I was watching a movie. I love cowboy movies or westerns, and they had a segment on the Pony Express. And the way this comes together is many of the riders of the Pony Express were orphans, and they specifically selected them because they were less connected with a family, you know, and so on and so forth. So you recall the story of the Pony Express, right?
Yeah. Well, I was way too young, but tell me about it.
Well, I'm talking about reading a little bit, Brian. It's called being literate.
Yes, I know about the Pony Express.
The point I'm making is they chose orphans to ride those horses. Yeah.
That's interesting. I did not know that. I did not know that. Orphans are easy targets because who's going to be accountable for orphans? They're easy targets.
Well, you know, it was a dangerous. They were riding through Indian and gang-infested territory. And now they were riding really fast now, but and they were basically just carrying mail, so. It didn't last too long. I don't know what the exact duration of it was, but it didn't last too long.
Mm. Well,
but go ahead. Continue.
That's
the
it.
Paranormal.
The paranormal people who were in the studio are gone now, so there's nothing about paranormal. Here it is. If you believe in the Lord, you believe in a higher spirit. And if the Lord is there,
do you believe in the paranormal? What exactly
do
is that?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Whatever I do,
never looked into it. But do you put credence in the so-called paranormal?
I do.
You do. And benefit is the paranormal in your opinion?
They don't want, there's unfinished business that they have left behind. And they're going to stick around for a little bit. and
so,
I do
so
independent.
What are you saying? Like a dead person's spirit?
Yes. There are some bad people.
And that's the whole of paranormal activity?
Well, I don't know what to explain, but if you're a spiritual person, yeah. There are some activities
well,
that
let
you
me just
your...
tell you that. That's heathen
yeah.
and paganism, and God forbids mm-hmm. it. If you read the scriptures, and I know you're lazy, you're a lazy carcass, and
you know, I'm
going
to have to change my PR. You are not going to be my PR person anymore.
Well, I can't help it, Brian.
Stop it.
I have encouraged you to, you know, they even have the Bible now in, you can go on the internet and just pick a particular book and someone will read it to you. You don't even have to tax yourself to read it, you lazy bum. And the thing
is, you won't even do that. What is wrong with you? Are you coming in attacking me today? Oh,
well,
my God.
Well, Judge Toodaloop, you pissed
you respect,
me.
It's Toodles.
I'm sorry.
Respect my
Judge
name. It's Judge Toodles.
Judge, okay, whatever. You piss me off. You like to talk about spiritual things, but you won't do the least bit of reading. And you would know.
I don't have time. I wait for the movie.
A mature Christian would not be involved in this kind of seance and witchcraft and all that the paranormal. All of that stuff is chicanery. Those are demons masquerading. And their whole point is to lead humans astray.
Mm.
If you ever read the story by Dr. Faust, Mephistopheles, I believe his name was, those are demons. They're into trickery. You notice Jesus dismissed them in the New Testament. They came in contact with Jesus. If you would ever read it, you would see that.
I don't have time. That's why I have King. King tells me what I need to know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. King is a Christian. Okay.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
But King is a far superior source than you just pulling things out of your hat.
Well, there you go.
All right, kids. I know.
Mr. Solution,
all right,
I wish
Brian.
You
a, well, look here. I'm going to let you get on. Do we have a Brian sighting today?
I'll tell you what. If you're around the Jabba Juice, I'm going to get some Jabba Juice. Mango. I love mango. It's 100. Right now, it's 91 degrees where I am in California. It's supposed to get to 100 degrees. So
all right,
I'm going to have them hire
up my lease jet, and I'm going
to
take it. Well, you know, I could charter a jet, Brian. I could.
You
I
probably
could.
Could.
I could.
I hope it has air
And actually, that would be a better way for me to travel.
Right.
You know, than buying one, because if one buys a jet, then you've got all the maintenance and upkeep.
Yes. And the rental
and all of that stuff.
The
it's
fees.
Much better to lease. Whether
it
it's
sure
a
lot, is.
Whether it's a jet or a yacht, you know, whatever, or a large
right.
boat.
I'm gonna go rent a bike.
Well, no, I actually have one of those on tap.
Yeah, I'm gonna go rent one.
Yeah,
I don't. You know, the heat makes you really tired, but you know what I'm gonna do? I can't afford to be tired. I'm gonna take my little walk for about 2 hours.
How hot is it,
by
the way?
It is.
How
it's
hot
90,
is it?
As I'm sitting here, it's 95 degrees right now. And it's supposed to probably get to 102 as I'm sitting here.
Well, look, I've been in Arizona when it was like 110.
Oh, yeah. Easy. King could testify to that. He lived in Arizona for some time. Gets hotter than hell.
Yeah, I visited Arizona, and during the daytime, it's the heat is prohibitive. You can't. And Vegas too. Vegas gets pretty hot like that. And
they
Palm
do.
Springs, I might add. All of those places.
Well, Palm Spring is 115 today.
Wow.
Well, you know, it would be time to hop that tram and go up to that elevated area where it's maybe about 15 degrees cooler.
It is.
Did you ever
Go
ahead.
That's why I'm going to take a nice, cool shower, take my walk, get my Jamba Juice, preferably mango slushy, and just sit back and take care of some work with musicians, because I got a lot of work to do with independent musicians and some other stuff.
Well, let me let you make that money, and I'm going to go
check
the stock market and see what the hell's going on there.
All right, my friend. Good luck on that. All right, guys.
All righty.
See you guys tomorrow.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye, everybody.